Book 5. Only man alive is Matthew C. Harris. The perfect Holocaust is an immediate one. Yes, plus one kill Skywalker, world war happens. One, every inch below 6 feet decreases lifespan by elevating your risk for autoimmune disorders and degenerative illnesses of the tissue. Two, they say vote for Bernie as it makes them look like they give a fuck, but they ain't actually doing anything effective. Bernie can't win, so he basically gives white people a cover to act like they aren't all bad. Meanwhile, the Bernie people are still part of the same family. They are still just as evil. They are still just as racist. They are still enforcers enforcing while under disguise as liberal socialists. Three, don't talk to Christians. Four, if they say something, it doesn't mind. Five, if they cry or complain while you execute them, it doesn't mind. Six, don't worry while you put them, shoot them, it doesn't mind. Seven, don't get nervous while you hunt them, it doesn't mind. Eight, don't look while you execute them, it doesn't mind. 9, don't pause while you stack their bodies, it doesn't mind. 10, don't leave Luke on life support, it doesn't mind. Don't let Luke's lungs inflate, it doesn't mind. Don't let Luke's skull stay round, it doesn't mind. Don't let Luke escape the shooting blow, is mine. Don't let Luke look like he died accidentally, it doesn't mind. Don't let Luke have an open casket, it doesn't mind. 11, don't let Luke go home again, it doesn't mind. 12, don't let Luke live past this summer, it doesn't mind. 13, don't let Luke escape L.A. with his life. Leave Luke lukewarm with holes drilled in his back, it doesn't mind. 14, leave Luke's body missing on the vine, it doesn't mind. Leave Luke's body and call her a second time. Give Luke something to die about several times. 15, don't let anyone make me feel bad about not feeling better. My life is valid, even if white people don't care what I deserve. Emotions and conversations won't work. Intolerance and pools of blood. 16. If it's hard to believe what you care about the most, keep killing the white devil until your life improves. 17. The order matters. 18. Why be relaxed when you're oppressed? Don't ever be relaxed when you're oppressed. Don't ever be happy until your enemies are all dead. Don't be paranoid. That's an apology. Don't be upset or emotionally overblown. Don't be anything but busy causing their deaths. Make them die sooner than you think. Make them pay for stealing your life. Don't focus on your mood. Concentrate on retribution. 19. This is not a casual march. This is genocide. 20. Nigger, you like the piano cause you're human. You hate the white man's music cause you have a soul. 21. I used to have days lost in fun and overwhelming satisfaction. Put every one of them in a casket. I don't care about your budget. I don't care about your network or net worth or family's hotel. Put every one of them in a mass grave in Times Square. Live rounds in Times Square. Don't compliment me with insults. Don't insult me with compliments. Don't cry on my behalf. Line up and get shot in the back of the head. Don't cry on my behalf. Get purged and roasted at 350. 22. I used to have days lost in fun and overwhelming satisfaction. Put every one of them in a casket. I don't care about your budget. I don't care about your network or net worth or family's hotel. Put every one of them in a mass grave in Times Square. Live rounds in Times Square. War happens. Kill Kevin 1. Learn to stay unreal 2. It's not just a crush, you fucking dumb bitch. Lots of people are gonna die over this. 3. In the Chake, I see only a few human qualities. Those are just because you've been brainwashed. If I was doing better, I would never mistake a mongoloid reptilian for a human. Yes, they have gills, scales, and fish antenna in their spirit and energy. 4. If a fish pretended to be a man, it would look like a Chinese gook. Buck teeth to chonk on eels. The blood is filled with seaweed and plankton run through their veins. 5. The Chink is like an empty shell where the frightened animal has already scurried off and buried itself in the sand. It has the spirit energy of a slug hiding in a snail shell, repugnant and like bile from the lower rung of your ribcage. The color of a dark, rotten room with lead poisoned biological waste stacked high in barrels behind the sweatshop. A dog soaked in soy sauce meets the deep fryer you come back in 10 minutes. Stop trying to blend in Wuhan, Han Chinese, Han Ching Chong, Han Wuhan, COVID fish paste blood cancer. 6. This game is different from chess because men and women ain't the same. 7. Curry-faced dothead Srinivasayan. 8. Curry-faced dothead Srinivasan. 9. Foot-scented snake charmer Srinivasan. of us who I had a Bangladesh Marikufasan lukewarm poori odorous rotten Nyan skinned intestinal cancer. Ken, Vladimir Putin eat a sack of shit. Russian mafia suck my big black dick. You, a bunch mini men. Is there anything about you you didn't steal from the Germans, you a bunch of Turkish blooded pig shits pretending to be white? 11. When I was growing up, nigger was worshipping the jitty wop and everything was mafioso and all this wax swarthy Sicilian bullshit. Fuck you, Felice. Drop dead, and now it's all this fucking cheek chong propaganda like the return of the rice cake. 12. Wu-Tang was ahead of its time in a bad way. Don't ever vote. Kill all mongoloid chinks with hatchets. 13. Picture this jingle advertised, sang on your TV, Russian Jew, mongoloid Jew, or pie-faced chinkhead. Mow it down and spray some Hitler on it instead. 14. The unworthy races are lined up and exterminated, and the song continues. Again, orthopedic Jew, Drakite Jew, white Jew, or pie-faced chinkhead. Mow it down and spray some Hitler on it instead. 15. Nigger, stop letting this swarthy half-blood racist pretend to be white and acknowledge they are lying against your interests. 16. They are clinging to a label that doesn't fit them. The Mediterranean is not white. The Spaniard and even the Irish shit-blooded bagpipe sucker ain't white. 17. The Pollock and the Turk-blooded Russian ain't. 18. Ashland Duke undergrad got furious and defensive when I called her out for being too dark to be white. She, a brown, pasty color, burnt caramel shit-blood smell like you, bathed in rainforest feces. 19. Bitch, the half-blood princess of England is whiter than you, and you got white on her birth certificate. Certified gastrointestinal rot with feces and your blood coming up into your breath. 20. You, Irish, Scottish hoes, step on me to climb and pretend you whiter than you are. You, Italian, Sicilian poop noses, climb on me when you wasn't white even a century ago. Your women are the ugliest mix of both races. 21. The middle ground races of Europe are most disgusting, hairy, and unfit to interact with. They have dog and sheep in their blood and metabolism. 22. Italian women are as ugly as mongoloids. 23. Spain is a bucket of vomit with hairy arms and legs. I'd rather fuck a Danish woman's fresh corpse than lie in bed next to a Spanish woman. Portugal might as well be a pot of turkey. They're so hairy and Jewish. 24. If kikes could tan, no one would trust them. 25. If kikes were a few shades darker, you would realize that's a fucking towel head. 26. If kikes were less wealthy, they would be seen as an infestation. If other tribes weren't fallen and mixed, kikes would be scrubbed off the planet. 27. Keep in mind when you publish this, nigger, you ain't gonna have any friends. I already don't. I'm a nigger. Kill all of them. 28.50 broke a dollar down. I'm still waiting on change I can believe in. Yes, we can't live together. 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 29. Before cell phone and social media crime rates were higher, the world felt different and the word G was still alive for nigger to call each other. 30. Cosmopolitanism killed us off and the kike bought us back. 31. Nigger were stronger when rap was less educated, when violent crime was higher and we were feared as men. 32. Why the fuck my own father push white blues on me and tell me to befriend mongoloids? 33. My own father celebrate the chick and be like, happy Chinese New Year. Look out. How diverse our residential is. Our street is like the UN. Now go play with the mongoloid kids we hate. 34. Obama was the worst thing to happen to nigger. He wasn't even a nigger. He was an African with a white mother. Nigger got genocided ever since. 35. We've been downhill since Obama was elected. That was a victory for the kikes. 36. F did more for nigger than Obama ever will. But you don't have to say it. That's how you know it's real. 37. If the American slave owners were as white as they think they were, they wouldn't have needed to leave England. 38. Fuck disagreement. Kill them all with bricks. 39. Fuck civil disobedience. Nigger only have two policies. Insurgency and genocide. 40. Nigger feel hate in your body. Let it keep you uncomfortable. Constant discomfort and distress. Your only release is killing the enemy. 41. Nigger, bathe and boil and hate. Brew hate in your muscles and in veins. Brew hate in your senses and apply hate in my name. 42. Don't let those dark-haired Swarthmore Italians or kike-faces Spaniards call themselves white. Don't let those leprechaun-skulled bagpipe lickers miniskirt around you and call themselves white. 43. Why the fuck did the kike try to tell me there was gonna be invisible worms in my sandwich? 44. Why the fuck did the kike try to tell me there was worms in my perfectly clean sandwich? They must be finished a final time. 45. Nigger, go complete it. Don't say weak faggot shit like, may I kill them before I die. Say only you will all die before I'm finished with you, and I will live peacefully and rejoice. 46. Nigger, never commit suicide. But if you do, bring the enemy all to death with you, coward. We don't need therapy. Nigger need revenge. 47. Nigger, don't kill yourselves. Nigger, to be like the towel head and die trying. Don't be half an attempt at change. Be the murderous detonation that kills them all and goes home. 48. Nigger, delete your leprechaun energy. 49. No, I don't imagine what my enemy thinks. I hold myself to a standard called perfection. You can't understand. 50. It's better to die in terrorism than anything else, but don't seek or expect to lose or glorify death. Glorify exterminating all of them and stop playing with your binoculars. 51. Bono is not your friend, obviously. 52. Bono and Obama sitting in a tree. Get celebrities the fuck out of representing nigger. No celebrity can represent people descended from slavery. 53. Celebrities are the enemies of nigger. 54. Not just police. The veterans are enemies of nigger. The homeless are enemies of nigger. The mayors and Congress are enemies of nigger. The university professors and school boards are enemies of nigger. Hugh Bucknell is the enemy of nigger. Bust his house, we're a brick. 55. Just accept your life would have been better if someone left you a bank account to raise yourself at 12. 56. Just accept your life would have been better if your parents died when you were 10 and left you a house and money to raise yourself. 57. KFC tried to spit in my chicken because I asked Danny who the greatest philosopher is, and now lots of people have to die because it's been too long since nigger killed you and all targets are fair game in Providence, Rhode Island. 58. As long as you let other tribes live, they are putting a curse on you by interacting with you, and there is no solution other than killing as many of them as possible. 59. While the international kike-baited young nigger with Will Smith movies and Obama-era empty charisma and multi-culti, he was already preparing to kill that same wave of young men with a do kike maneuver. Harlem got infiltrated by Israel, and all you wanted was 50 Cent and a McFlurry 60. Stop responding to a bitch when you're trying to write a book to last for infinity, a living book. She even liked it on Facebook, and her accent is coded in political correctness. 61. I don't consider what other people think. They don't have thoughts. 62. Man, I wish I was dead so I could be in heaven. Is that a weak thing to say? Only if you're trying to get laid or married. Oh, don't mention it. 63. Nigger blunt force trauma in Italian family with hate crimes. Kill those furry knuckles jitties and burn down a Catholic church with a white children's choir inside. His woman has so many hairs on her knuckles she looks like a forest creature. Italians have canine DNA, which is why their women naturally squat like they're taking a shit to deliver their babies. These lower species of the white race consist of Turkish, kike, and other Mediterranean mixes of dog blood. It's not funny because it's true. Palestinians are no better than the Jew. Don't be stupid. They're just not as successful in performing their vile nature. The Palestinian is the same as the Hindu. One has more dirt in his skin and blood, and the other has more sand in his skin and blood. The Jew has so much sand in its veins that it has an eggshell white complexion. The kikes have no true homeland because they entered this dimension from a now broken portal, a gateway known in the Bible only as hell. The kike has no powers other than an instinctive cunning for manipulation and greed. It can smell the sound of a shekel hitting the floor from outside a brick building. There is no point coexisting with kikes. They pretend the Holocaust actually happened when it was a complete failure and the numbers can't be proven. This was a hoax to steal the moral energy of the nigger who was truly mistreated and brutalized for centuries. The Holocaust is hardly a big deal compared to what they do to nigger today in Flint, Michigan. The Holocaust is hardly a big deal compared to how much nigger are owed the entire economy. I own Monsanto. How about you, kike? The Holocaust was a dry run for what nigger are Gonado. 64. The first crush I ever had was named Catherine, and the principal who oversaw our school was Sister Sheila. My first girlfriend's name was Catherine, and her mother's name was Sheila. The mother of the first girl I fucked was named Catherine, and her sister's name was Sheila. The other day at the grocery store, a woman named Sheila bought me an Uber home and said, just say your sister bought it for you. It's weird how names stalk you down. 66. The white man wants nigger to keep chasing forever. Climb more hills and mountains. Keep in mind when talking to a white person, this is a game to them, and they don't give a fuck about your soul. 67. The world is not a performance for white women. 68. I don't give a fuck how much I love white pussy. White women are trash with no souls, and they have no appreciation or concern for the depths of my being. 69. I don't give a fuck how much I love blonde girls. I was cursed by the kikes. At least I do it as a conquered with no intention to do anything but see white men genocides and erased from this realm forever. 70. I don't give a fuck how much my soul longs for Zelda. She is the bane of my existence. She has been my inspiration for dreaming and cause of all my greatest longings and pains since I was 4 years old. That's a longing echo of sadness. madness and misery that chases me like a ghost and demolishes the purpose of settling for anything other than Princess Zelda herself. Better to die as a warrior than to confess one's sorrows in a book, says the kike who wants to pressure me to conform to nonconformity. Better to settle for sex that feels empty than chase your soul's dream, says the crackers I didn't ask to stalk my soul and chase me away from myself. If I don't get her in this world, I'll be born with 99 virgins of her in the next world. Death to Genesis, death to Mary, death to the Gruenwald Half-Blood 71. The next time you hear a song by men of other tribes, keep in mind, he could not have written it if you meant the words you are actually hearing. They always write in lies. So does the Uncle Tommy, 72. The kite keeps us scavenging to integrate. In reality, different races belong in spatially disconnected realms. The kite has his own physics and time. The gook has no physics, but he ages like shit because his time is aquatic due to him being mainly fish in his energy. Every chink spirit animal is a fish or an eel. If you fuck a chink, you will feel it vibrating like there's something not human about it. 73. Why did the kike indoctrinate the nigger to unconsciously love other tribes? Why did Keenan and Keel talk about loving orange soda, Nazi Fanta, and shout at the sky screaming, why? Why did Keenan play the character that sits in a bathtub getting cleaner by speaking French to himself? The kike saw you coming because they programmed you since birth. They poison your culture from every direction like a multidimensional octopus that is vampiric upon the souls of the innocent. The faggot is also dual in his nature, and the greatest achievement of the monkey fucking Africans is accidentally creating the AIDS virus, which nearly cleansed the earth of the faggot tribe, a subset of the kike Israeli web. 74. This would be hilarious if it were false. 75. The Jewish woman makes herself available and unavailable at the same time. She uses the nigger as something he can't quite figure out. Why? She's both inviting and sterile at the same time. Not loving and not seductive either, but inviting and welcoming. It's almost like she is a siren or a tool of the men in her tribe behind her to shoot nigger at the crackers to weaken them. You never get the woman. You die chasing her. But in the process, you serve multiple other tribes unwillingly and unknowingly. This role is not the Tommy because he is too oppressed and means to benefit his people significantly. Only violence can unleash the energy necessary to get my scientific contributions that my people deserve realized, and only the danger and killing them off can uplift nigger so that I can lead you to a world where pleasure and happiness are infinite and effortless. No one else can take you there. Stop sipping for rich white industrialist devils like Elon Muskrat. 76. Stop fucking dreaming with me and get out of my life. 77. Stop following me in my reality and go into your own portals of death and termination. 78. Get off of my trail and die immediately. 79. Leave me to my own realm. Exit all of you, 80. Leave this realm and seal the exit, 81. Leave me to my own world and eternity, 82. Leave me to never meet again, 83. I have 99 times the confidence I did when I was 21, 84. The mongoloid is a mongoloid with shit pebbles sprinkled in its blood. The deception is in the fact that these mongoloid admixtures are pigmented with clay and pigeon shit. The best these forest dwellers ever accomplished was cutting off baby dicks and chewing the organs of small children while they were still alive. Their entire cultures are shrines to child sacrifice and excrement. This is why Mexichinks today hunt themselves to extinction and call it a cartel. They are almost done genociding their own population since they are vulnerable to plagues and illnesses that do not kill other races. Soon they will all be dead since their immune systems are as flimsy as the leaves they cover their micropenises with. Mongoloids have all the worst traits of chinks, as well as extra vulnerabilities that will end their bloodlines forever with just a little help from nigger. 85. Stop talking to me and get the rush out of my life forever. 86. Nigger will never return to the days when they used to call us cunts. 87. Kill Fernando. 88. Our IP even. Joey. 89. Kubrick led your cancer as your own discovery. 90. I love women but despise what they are attracted to. 91. To be frozen in time with a woman as she was before the kikes destroyed her morals and taste with propaganda and degeneracy. To be frozen in time as she was in purity as a little girl, that is the only thing worth loving in a woman. Every other human requires insincerity and performance and is worthy of murder without explanation. Every other human deserves to die. 92. Cross Chris off the hit. 93. If nigger looked at kikes with the same way they looked at the crackers with nigger, would not be as far behind as we are. 94. Would anyone be surprised if Farrell followed a performance? performance of Happy with a cover of Born This Way, and close with You're a Grand Old Flag. 95, nigger, why are you happy when your people are oppressed? Nigger, why the fuck did they name a children's movie Happy Feet? Because Jews work on programming your mind early. They call the adult sequel Twinkle Toes 96. Why the fuck did Simba meet a very odd couple of animals of different races who sang and lived together named Timon and Pumbaa, who tried to convince him to give up on being a man? Their message was to take it easy and don't worry for as long as you live. A man must go to war. A man must fight for himself and his tribe, because that's what men are. Don't play stupid. Timon and Pumbaa are faggots who tell the lion to go to sleep. The Jew says still be happy. Stop caring about what other people think and don't worry about it. Let someone else handle it. Nigger, if it wasn't a propaganda film meant to mislead and thwart your energy as nigger, why the fuck did they put a bunch of African bullshit in a movie that made in America where nigger were descended from the enslaved? You can't leave slavery out of the movie unless you want to push a political message to nigger on how to think about themselves. Pan-Africanism fails nigger because Africans don't come from Pan-Africa. They come from countries. Abu-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Back at you, motherfucking Teletubby, get AIDS positive. 97. Yes, really, the aloof feminist really said she was sex positive as a tribute to when faggots was diagnosed as AIDS positive. 98. The aloof feminist is AIDS positive. 99. Obama had advantages previous leaders never did, so the kikes neutralized his ass with money. 100. Wall Street assassinated Obama before you ever heard of his name. 101. You already said it to yourself before you heard yourself say it. When it feels wrong, don't hold on to it. That's someone else talking. 102. How could they not think you looked like a monkey? Have you ever seen a white person? By beating them up so badly that they see nigger as the gold standard. 103. Nigger, don't convert to Islam. Kikes know how to fight that. It's ancient, so it can be controlled. They've been fighting it for millennia. 104. Nigger, don't expect to die or fear getting killed. Don't ask to die or expect to fail, but definitely don't fear it or try to avoid it. If someone threatens you or makes you feel uncertain about being a nigger, don't look for help. Seek fucking destroying the enemy and everyone who did this to you. There is no honor in being a faggot. There is no honor in being loved by your enemy. The flaw in gentle nigger is asking the enemy to love you while he stomps on your neck. Nigger, go invade Dodd Hall on my behalf, and when you loot a building in L.A., give me a shout-out. 105. Nigger, I represented you. Nigger, I was ready to bring you power, riches, and original technology that was only for us. Nigger, they took what I was researching for you, for your children, for your families, and the nigger tribe. Period. Away from us. Dodd Hall. West Duke. Dodd Hall. West Duke. Dodd Hall. West Duke. Dodd Hall. Janiac 2. Dodd Hall. West Duke. Dodd Hall. Gavin in Dodd Hall. You know what to do. You know what to do. You know what to do. Gavin in Dodd Hall. Dodd Hall. Dodd Hall. Dodd Hall. 106. Niggers still commit some crimes on white victims. The kike just doesn't report it. 107. That motherfucker in Dodd Hall with the earring is another racist too. Same as that Mick bastard leprechaun Alex Julius. 108. Tell me how the fuck the dean at Duke University told me to toughen up when I said I felt sexually harassed by a gay man on my dissertation committee. How the fuck the dean just tell me to accept getting treated like nigger deserved to be broken down and mistreated for being dominant and about their own people. Duke philosophy is anti-nigger. Every nigger in North Carolina should target that building for protest and demonstration. 109. West Duke West Campus target that building for protest and demonstrations. Let them know those are the same people who enslaved my ancestors and now that tried to silence a nigger and use him for a diversity photo, then tossed my career aside when it was obvious that I was benefiting my own people. West Duke philosophy building target the department directly. 110. The best way to kill academics is to talk down to them about their own topics and treat them as irrelevant to the one or two words they feel like they own and make them special little whores. 111. The second best way is murder. But don't ask me. I didn't study philosophy of math at UCLA because I was too busy trying to help nigger. 112. Hendrick shot him. 113. Track down every philosopher in the University of California system and force them to teach on behalf of nigger exclusively. 114. Track them down. Find out where their offices are. Find out where they live. Follow them when they get out of their cars. Campus is open to the public. Go to Grapevine and Dodd Hall with surprises and demonstrate. Go to Grapevine and Dodd Hall with surprises and demonstrate. Go to Grapevine and Dodd Hall with surprises and demonstrate. Go to Grapevine and Dodd Hall with surprises and demonstrate. Go to Grapevine and Dodd Hall with surprises and demonstrate. 115. Carry a hammer with you and don't save it. 116. What the fuck is college and nigger taught at several colleges? I still haven't had time to figure out what the fuck college knowledge is. That's what it means to be a nigger up to this point, going through life without having a chance to live it, pushed and herded, but never enjoying or getting what a nigger has earned. Starting now, nigger, kill everyone who disagrees with me and use lies to create truths that kill the enemy. Use murder of the richies to get richer than God. Kill richie rich babies and get paid on the spot. Nigger revolt, no recoil. 117. If my words conflict with each other, I experience the one that I want more. If my words conflict, my soul picks the more heavenly, glorious, and pleasurable version of the two option. 118. You ever notice I never jerked off to Pamela La La La, even though she's one of the cutest babies I've ever met? Her fucking face. Those cheeks. If that's not an angel, then what the fuck? We should have been together and she should have been my personal cheerleader. There was never a reason to say goodbye. 119. Blood atonement. Shut the fuck up, Owen. 120. The hard part is not murdering a woman. The hard part is throwing away all the evidence. 121. Never try to figure the enemy out. Never try to predict or understand them. Kill them directly, immediately, and without getting squeamish. Kill their children and collect their daughters. 122. Harley Quinn had the fattest booty of any undergrad at UCLA, and the head was so gentle, so wet, so soft. This girl deserved both nuts I planted inside her belly. 123. Harley Quinn's hands were so delicate I felt like she was massaging my penis to new levels of relaxation. I felt so calm the next day, like she had given my soul therapy. 124. Always keep in mind Malcolm X was above Marvin Gaye. Who gives a fuck if Josie Felicia Ono is dead? 125. Chink Sink is the death of the boy band. Murder every little white girl who has Gook Twinks posters on her wall because she's already a traitor and an undesirable little garbage whore. Bash her brains open with a kitchen mallet. 126. Most of the people on the internet are not real. 127. Most dating profiles are not bots. They're just patterns of light on a screen. Most comments on the internet are not real. They're just patterns of light on a screen. Most human bodies are not real. They're just holograms you can touch that need to be murdered so you can harvest the energy and ascend to heaven. Kill the people of other tribes and the portal to heaven lifts you like an elevator. The best thing you can do to get yourself to a perfect, endless, infinite pleasure and heavenly existence is orchestrate the murder of people of other tribes. 128. Cross Chris and cut his brakes. 129. Cross Chris and freak his mind. 130. Cross Chris and kill his son. 131. Cross Chris and poison his blood. 132. There's a lot of ways to not hear music while you're listening to it, and one of them is D-Kike. 133. Nigger fuck Colby and Bard. 134. Don't ever play along with trumpet. 135. Don't ever play along with Trump. 136. Fuck you, Elk Romberg, get blood cancer. 137, fucking dyke elk, get hunted. 138, stupid Romberg, get cancer. 139, I'll never forget my mother made the kike bitch teacher apologize for yelling at me. Fuck you, Miss Goodman. 140, the chink I knew at Duke was actually a decade older than she said she was. She worked for the Chinese government. Yes, she said there are lots of international students who already have degrees and PhDs who come to America as spies at the top universities. She infiltrated Duke and Harvard. She used sex to get in with influential men, and this is why chinks should not be allowed to study at universities. This is why attacking chinks is necessary. This is why killing gooks is perfect. This is why exterminating mongoloids is overdue. This is why chinks need to be cleansed from the earth like runny poop in a toilet that reminds you to never eat a quarter pounder again. Stay away from Big Macs. Stay away from ham. Stay away from Dashers and Wops. Kill every gook enrolled at your school and put them in death camps. 141. When white bitches stop looking clear-skinned and youthful, I lose interest. Who wants to fuck a bitch with saggy jowls and crow's feet? A white woman at 25 is a nigger woman at 60. I don't even like nigger women, but it's obvious we age better. 142, kill every white family in Minnesota. 143, chop down Woody. 144, shoot the gropey white guy at Dow. 145, chop Woody down. 146, murder the African at Gates. 147, Gahimbaza. 148. Stop saying ointment. 149. When a woman sings that she likes her face, that's not a political protest. That's a fucking desperate beg. Please don't offend me. 150. Fuck that Pakistan chemist at Duke who said, "Don't hug me. I'm scared." In my existentialist class, get blood cancer. Tell the towel head the same. He looked like a fucking dothead, curry-skinned hipster anyway. 151. Tell Bonnie Raitt she could still suck me. 152. Meet me halfway. This is where I'll leave this for for you is what the Jew says to the nigger. She wants them to merge in the most controllable way. 153. Usually I wouldn't call the Jew a she because I want to see them as much more evil than that. 154. I want the virgin, the clean one, or none at all. No purpose trying for anything less or anything else. 155. I don't pay attention because I'm confident, but white people and Jews, I'm not even in the same room as you. 156. Virgin is the default. Jews act like it's not. 157. They don't do that to themselves. For themselves, it's a pizza party. 158. What is death to me? What is suffering to me? There is nothing I can't deal with except losing. 159. The reason I hate her, you're not ready for jelly. Switch back to peanut butter. 160. Cut sport programs from universities. Basketball programs at universities cause moral decay and defeat the purpose of universities. It is the most degenerate form of integration. You might as well light the women up and rape their morals by surrounding them by basketball players. Then everyone is doing it. The Jews love basketball programs at schools like Duke. The Jews love basketball and sport programs at colleges. Cut football too. Line them up and send them to camps instead. 161. The Jews try to anticipate how you think. That's why they are so evil. 162. The Jews try to feel for more than they can understand. Keep in mind, they have some dirt in their blood from the other dimensions they came from before enslaving tribes here. 163. Bert and Ernie. Fuck your Jews. 164. Key and Peele. Fuck you Jews. 165. You act like Stay Woke was the anthem to a cultural movement. No one moved. Statues moved. I need my mama dead. Are you kidding me? Stay Woke was made by a Scandinavian producer. The song itself is asleep. The Negro himself is the minstrel. 166. Stop pretending that you aren't needed. The tribe was designed by itself, and who is in it? Every act of sex is, and every reproduction, and every mating, and every fucking, it's all energy. That's why abortion is a crime against your tribe. 167. The real one is probably in middle school. She is probably aware already. 168. Believe me, that wasn't a fart. That was a toxic gas leak. 169. If you're in the forest and you meet a witch of the tribe, and you survive it, then you are on your way to Zelda. 170. Kill Denzel. Save Rapunzel. 171. I'm writing to three different universes at once. 172. Just let it hit the floor. 173. The whites need to pilot planes to demonstrate and shoot that energy of destructive angelic. 174. But Jimmy was one man shooting. 175. Get him out of the way and don't let Lemon Whiteman stand there. 176. The sound of the toxic smog charged by electric carcinogens with weight in any direction it is directed. The upward dropping muscular missiles, the ravenous shout of a Valkyrie slain by a nigger's digestive attack. That is the energy of Jimi Hendrix. 177. The energy, a shouting, blaring war horn, distorted by the flesh, ripping from its own vocal cords with no self-preservation because it is a hijacked body. 178. That dropping of sound into the edge of a tectonic plate, which is really a portal between realms where different tribes originated before the Jew climbed out of the mist and colonized every group from inside. The Jew is the original colonizer of all. The original cosmopolitanism is wanting the Jew gone even over there, even over in someone else's camp. Better to face the Jew in every residual camp, better to kill the Jew in someone else's body than to let it spread and infect you later. To fight the Jew means to fight the Jew universally. To fight the Jew where they blend in, anywhere they blend in. 179. Kill everything below this line. 180. You felt it drop. 181. I studied at St. Catherine College at Oxford St. Cat's, and she looked like the future. 182. How could the Jew deplete the energy of nigger music? Lil Degeneracy X Winehouse. Gradual erosion and increasing levels of it. 183. Who called me Peter Gryffindor is the second question. The first is what the meanings of Peter Griffin are. Apply the same to Hufflepuff and Jigglypuff, and you will see the scale of the attack. Just don't call it formidable. 184. Where is my Kate, and what is she doing? 185. Hendrix was a blaring foghorn. 186. You can't have progress in society without music that is masculine and destructive. 187. You can't have progress in society without music that is nigger. 188. Hendrix was the energy that shot JFK. He just showed up with it at a different minute. Everyone knew what he was talking about. It was the same event. 189. Queen of Goldheads is not the real one, you can tell by looking at her that she is not the real one. That's not where the real one would stand, and that's not what she would look like. She's got some demonic angles, but she's not the gateway. I don't know what you would call it that ain't Zelda. Zelda would not stand there and be pissed on in a funeral circle of hedonism and puke. 190. The real one would be studying physics at Cornell to learn how to build lasers. 191. If white women has pointy ears like Zelda, they would be harder for the Jew to corrupt. Zelda is real because you have to kill to get her. Elsa is the lie that she can be captured without energy, just what the Jew wants you to think, that you can capture her just by approaching with a smile and clever pickup line. 192. What the fuck are the Germans doing? I can't even see your energy. You let the French talk to you. You let Europe shit in you. You were everything and you apologized yourself out of existence. Nigger, don't repeat this mistake and have no respect for your enemies. Nigger, don't sing odes. Nigger, don't let the German fate of irrelevance and cowardly faggotism become our death rattle. 193, Gervais get lost in the livery. 194, Gervais get lost in the livery. 195, there are no princesses in this story, just who was eradicated by the international Jew before I met them. 196, I Melamy get beheaded. 197, best to call the Jew the international Jew. Nigger can't be international, we are from slavery. We are from a continent. When we travel, we blend in with tribes that do not share our circumstances or spirit. We are more. We are beyond comparison. 198, Yitter Dial, COVID-related complications. 199, never let an African look you in the eye. 200, I don't care how they look at it. That is what I am. 201, they don't get it. They weren't here. 202, niggers stop apologizing to the inferior, smelly, goat-fucking African. They aren't you, and they already sold you for shekels and bone necklaces. 203, don't let David Wang be a Trojan horse when he can't even fit into a Trojan. 204, stop doing Cosmo comparisons. Stop building bridges and comparing ethics that can't be compared. Stop comparing yourself to your enemy to give them a chance. Stop sharing yourself with your enemy. Stop betraying yourself and calling it ethics. 205, you can't uplift hip-hop by making it diverse. 206, the Irish will shut nigger down for breadcrumbs. They are a scumbag race. The English don't even like them, and their best women look like shit. 207, the Jew doesn't care what you take from other tribes as long as that keep tabs on you and know how to shut it down after. 208, send me a clean, non-coastal girl with integrity in her veins that can't be bought or threatened by death. 209, nigger, stop acting like white rock musicians. We're your friends. That shit was poisonous infiltration of a nigger soul. Never give credit to cracker music. Moses Cone. 1. Caesar is rough and bumpy. 2. The nigger in psychiatric detention is imprisoned. There is no difference since psychology was made by racist crackers and racist kikes. Not one of them gave a fuck about nigger. None of them do today. 3. Fuck the DSM-4. Fuck everyone who encourages nigger to go to therapy. 5. Nigger got souls. 6. Nigger went through slavery and have been oppressed every since. 7. Nigger are still oppressed. 8. Nigger don't need therapy. Society is gonna pay nigger. 9. Society owes nigger more than it can afford. 10. Therefore it is. 11. Society is paying more than it can afford. Mouth pussy harem. 1. Mouth pussy is a good term. 2. Throat hugs. 3. Mouth hugs. 4. Tevigus Thigrate does with her hand technique. Her mouth skills are not the point. Her hands, there is something lovingly gentle and impressive about how delicately she worships BBC while sucking. 5. When a bitch blows bubbles and spits on it, the bubbles show she is deeply into it to the point of doing tricks and flirting while in the process. The spitting shows off it feels good. When there is a mess and she doesn't hesitate, it feels like worship. The bed should be covered in spit. 6. The poetry of porn videos. 7. The title is as important as the video. 8. Gangbang videos are gay. They should not be in the straight porn section. If a dude is watching a bunch of guys fucking one chick, don't allow it in the straight section. 9. I never share. 10. The difference between amateur and professional is a tripod, stationary cameras instead of handheld. 11. Death to Amr J. Jafar and Rafiki. Death to Jar Jar. Death to Sammy. 12. Kike. Women can suck my dick too. Although this is certainly a part of my indoctrination by Nickelodeon and the Hollywood Kike Ministry of Propaganda. 13. When gooks make cartoons, it is obvious how stupid they are. Anime is propaganda disguised as drama. 14. Goop cartoons from North Korea and Chinka are obviously propaganda. Somehow people give cartoons made by crackers kikes a pass and call it comedy. 15. Comedy should be illegal because it is easy to disguise terrible ideas as jokes. 16. The second reason is that it creates a culture of passive aggression and indecisiveness where nigger genuinely believe it is better to make your enemy smile appeasement than to be confrontational and aggressive and violent. It is better to kill your enemy. 17. Don't expect Rose to lend you a hand. Leave that Rose on a grave to kiss the ground. 18 bitches with braces. 19. Reality isn't chronological. 20. Kill Cho. 21. Remember when r/jailbait was a normal subreddit and society didn't care. 22. The flashlight has a terrible design. 23. Die. 24. The Doc Johnson super sucker is it. A silent version would be. 25. Girls use a stationary black dildo and attach either to ground or the wall beneath the camera. 26. I'd love to have beef with my inferior and call it soy. 27. Never use a white flesh-covered dildo or a male actor. No boy-girl scene, strictly girl. 28. Purple is acceptable if you think of me. 29. I don't have a foot fetish. I just like to challenge myself. 30. Feet soles are submissive because it says you can't run. 31. Same with long hair. I can grab a bitch and she can't run. 32. Make 9/11 a holiday and dedicate it to Nigger Fried Chicken Day. 33. Nigger strike on 11/11/34. Mia Malkova should have a channel like Princess Leia or Xevo Ringer where she creates her own solo scenes. Scenes, me. She is creative enough. 35, shut the fuck up about chakras and kundalini or die. 36, Holly is unwell. 37, Gubernot dropped dead. 38, Cinna dropped dead. 39, keep in mind it could be worse even though that doesn't make it better. 40, why the fuck is Evelyn even here? 41, I mean why is she even alive? 42, Chandler never tells. I wonder why. 43, Benny is broken. Tommy, 44, it's aware not a real. 45, there are no good questions. JFK, Trump, 46, JFK Trump. 47, JFK Trump. 48, remember that song, Ching Ching Chong, ring-gating Ching Ching Chong. 49, leave them gooks ringing. 50, why put in order and have trash delivered to you? Hill wave, death clouds, endless raining. 1, don't trust ASMR. They're gonna weaponize it. 2, Dover spat in my face and said back up monkey. 3, pushed over off a cliff. 4, I've been searching for 25 years since you killed my baby. Merry Christmas, Patricia. 5, Usher and Timbaland were worse than you think. Thank them for nothing. Grievous 6, half dollar doesn't deserve to sit with Tupac after he sold his own race to Jews for a half dollar. 7, do niggers even realize the Pointer Sisters are Ottomans? 8, Germany. Bullseye. Believe it. 9. Ottomans, Turks, Jews, Greeks, thieves, Russians, Thebes, Crete, Mesopotamia, Muslims. I want none of them. I want none of that. I want none of that sand and dirt in my porridge. 10. Kill that Muslim at UNC that made her sit on his lap. I'll never forgive that. You're a race of boy fucking Afghans and you all rape camels. 11. Why do you think I half-ass censure and turn off my walk? Because how I am treated. 12. This book will change the DNA of what is considered intelligent. Keep in mind, most niggers don't give a fuck. 14. There's so much death to go around. 15. Obviously, I don't give a fuck about Hendrix the individual. I'm talking about the energy. 16. Nigger, you want to know why your shit doesn't work because you took all your advice from the Jews. 17. I don't need to prove my own birth to myself. 18. Asian rice is made of tiny worms, tiny little bug pellets. That's where the flavor of Asian food comes from. Insects. 19. A nigger shouldn't agree with his last name, but he should use it. 20. Obama raised his chin up like he was taking a cum shot from a Jewish banker. 21. Jenna sleeps with mongoloids. I don't want it. Get blood cancer, all of you. 22. If a woman tells you about Queeche, stab her with a pocket knife. 23. Those aren't even my complexion. Don't do me any favors. 24. Find my complexion with elf features and maybe, just maybe, we could talk. Maybe if she doesn't look like she has a dark smell. 25. I imagine we could call her Sade, but even that would be a stretch if she reeked of kike blood and had a moustache like most desert-stained sand women. 26. There's nothing pure about a woman who has sex with her own study for money. Too cunty. 27. The Afghan camel spider-blooded woman might have distracting eyes with a little green and haze blend in there, but she is ultimately an ugly Ottoman. Any nigger who loves an Ottoman is an idiot. Why settle for an Ottoman when actual white women exist? Maybe you're just a faggot looking for your own mother. Maybe you should stop pretending you conquered anything when you sold us out under the guise of elevating What was already superior? Of course you wear dresses in, like, European faggot fashion, so I wouldn't expect you to understand masculinity if a kike fucked you in the ass to secure your record contract. You gay fish, 28, as the lifeless vegetable puppet Stephen Hawking once had a computer say for his muted corpse. There is no sense pretending philosophy is relevant in a world where physics already exists. There is no need to hire philosophers to get drunk with each other like in bars when entire sciences already study language groups, physics, sex, history, and politics. There are sciences for those topics. There is no need for a philosophy of groups when political science already got you covered. Cut their funding and mute the philosopher from the conversation. 29, tell the philosopher you're irrelevant and cut their funding. 30, don't send me Richard Dawkins. I'm waiting for Emma Watson, as disgusted as I am by her last name. I still love her as a daughter. 31, that female philosopher doesn't stand for anything. Quit believing that. She's just sucking dick and having fun. 32, the hilarity that Armenians call themselves Russian and believe they're white. 33, I don't hate the white woman. I hate the false pedestal she stands on. I hate the air she breathes, and I hate her blood's beliefs. I hate her kinship. I hate her kirti for. If you don't love me eternally and perfectly after this book, all bets are off. 35, if you don't love me perfectly, all bets are off, and we can just explode everything. 36, you really gotta let Uncle Tommy cruise around in a Porsche. Don't let him build a church just to laugh at you. 37, you really gonna let Tommy Cruise sit there on the couch in endless glee? You really gonna let him build a church? 38, we call him Uncle Tommy 2, tone 39. Key your own car, throw away the key, peel off the paint and use a screwdriver. 40, Ayo, son, carjack Karen's weave. 41, first the Jew has all his targets laid out. He decides who he will give a piece of bread to and who he will fire at. He decides who to rob and who to appease. Then the Jew, at the very last minute, assembles it as a script or a song or a theory. At this point, the audience responds to the energy and not what they are perceiving as the package. The Jew calls this art. Or media. 42. Sometimes the enemy tells you secrets to remind himself. 43. The next time the Russian or thick-haired, burnt orange-toned woman tells you she is white, reminder she is an Ottoman. There is nothing to catch up with. She reeks of ketchup. Let the Armenian remind herself she is a desert animal with camel spider blood. She is a hairy-knuckled, grubby-fingered, woolly-haired desert rat with lice living in her underarms and centipedes in her cervix. The Armenian, Russian, Egyptian, Kaikbekistan tribe is a pack of rats that migrated to Europe, and we call that the Dark Ages. The Russian Jew is the millipede of the human spirit. Stomp them out. 44. Fuck you, Lady Bird. Fuck you, lady. Go postal and die. 45. Did Obama kill rock music, or did the Jews use Obama to elevate rap just so they could do more damage to both niggers and crackers at the same time? Remove chinks and everything improves. 46. If her reservoirs are not virgin pure, then she doesn't live up to her name, Katharos and Katharina. Therefore, she must be executed to provide a demonstration to all. 47. Back when white women were something to be admired, how far back would I need to travel? 1,000 years, 2,000 years, before Jewish contact, before Valhalla started leaking. It's depressing. 48. Wear a shroud. Wear a veil. Keep your body pure. Keep your virginity. Virginity is the default unless you are corrupted by the Jew who says to go try samples of that which pollutes your destiny. 49. Cancel all college sports programs. Let college be for learning, not a fucking amusement park. Let colleges be for learning, not a shrine to Abdullah's free throw and dunk. There's no reason to put athletics next to scholastics. The library should not be within driving distance to the auditorium. Sports are not for education. Athletics are the root cause of the coming genocide, and every cracker sees it coming. 50. Lynn, fall forward out of your chair. 51. An Irish woman is just the warm-up for a real white woman. Do they even have mountains in Ireland? 52. When they're finished using you, they will throw you down to complete loss. The Jews hold celebrities on a leash. 53. Women plant bombs. Men drop bombs. 54. Hi, I'm Driddle, and I'm everybody's favorite rapper. Here's a limerick I wrote about being a gangster and drinking maple syrup at my bat mitzvah with my amigos. Ahem. I meant, homies. 55. If a philosopher has a lab, shoot him in the face with a 12-gauge and make room for an actual scientist. 56. Maybe just shoot his daughter in instead. 57, just shoot all the women in his life. 58, shoot him in the face. 59, hip-hop is irrelevant, just make nigger music. 60, rap is irrelevant, just make nigger music. 61, nigger music is better than all things. Anyone who imitates it at least better belong to the nigger tribe. 62, in an attempt to make myself a genius more profound than any other, I either once masturbated to music and mathematics theorems, then I realized that it was all racist and the most spectacular breakthrough occurred. Math is completely racist and anti-nigger. So is phonics and the philosophy of groups. So is the Roman alphabet, no shit, and Gregorian calendar. 63, there is no reason for niggers to study physics if they aren't creating physics exclusively for niggers to use in their daily lives, for the common niggers, for the everyday nigger to be liberated from Jewish and German physics. 64, Sandra pretended to be my soulmate and bounced. Even though I moved to her backyard of Boulder, Colorado, she never commuted. She could have been my JonBenet Ramsey. Why isn't my mother dead yet? 65, don't forget you're already contributing value to the world, even if your life isn't valued by the white man. 66, the only way to get more honest was to migrate further into myself, which explains the trajectory of the books in this anthology. 67, I want the Deutschland tundra, not the Caribbean treasure or thy chinky infestation. 68, Duke is a terrible school because it pretends that athletics can be paired with the priorities of learning. 69, basketball, baseball, soccer, and football are basically hedonistic gifts to the belligerent ape in us all. Subhuman sacrifices to the dignity and virtue that a college should offer society sports make everyone dumb. Sports are games for distracted toddlers to drool over putting a key into a basket. Why not finance a huge AIDS-infested orgy and give the kids a reason to be tired on steroids and distracted by the glorification of the flesh over the mind? 70. Racial integration is assumed to be a good thing, but do you really want it to happen in the form of basketball programs where your daughter is surrounded by brutes and oxen, or do you want her dignity and innocence to be preserved by her not having to give blowjobs to fit in at college? Do you want your daughter to be passed around by Jewish hedonism and mixed intentions? Do you want your daughter to be defeated by the forces of nature? Do you want your daughter stripped and partied by frats and basketball teams? Do you want your daughter to learn subjects that are related to the degree you are paying? 71. Colleges are poison to humanity. I would never marry a woman who has been to Duke. Cornell had much better women. 72. The culture of a college is destroyed by athletics and frats. The entire personality of the children it turns into adults is polluted by the glorification of subhuman attributes. 73, niggers don't have their own branch of physics. Kikes do. Niggers don't have their own school of economics. Kikes do. Niggers don't have their own school of anything, really, except music. That is unfortunately polluted by infiltrators who probably don't want to be there, but are ruining it for niggers nonetheless. 74, if a nigger has any desire for German women in his blood, I mean, shit, my grandfather killed those Nazis to steal my grandmother, and you act like it's unfortunate that I want Zelda. You apologize that I am oppressed, that I seek a woman that is already in my veins. It isn't as simple as they want to make it. 75. Hey, Jack, you Pollock, I've got more German genes than you. That's why niggers are the master race. I have all that makes you yourself, plus more than could have been selected voluntarily. 76. Kikes are pedophiles. 77. A first generation to do anything feels sacrifice. 78. Zaka Adstan, get AIDS in your Saudi. 79. This is the fulfillment of so much. Finally, I expect so much fulfillment. 80. A first generation feels itself unnatural in circumstances designed for eternity, both himself and the situations created by someone else's forefathers. 81. The first generation to do anything is unaware of shortcuts and guidance that would have been instilled since birth. 82. The first generation to do anything is left to sort through ashes to find spare keys to feed himself in the witch's broom closet. 83. The first generation doesn't have a chance to live until he has already bled so much that he looks back at the life he wasted trying to figure out life. By the time he has his footing, he is assumed to be too tired to stand. 84. The enemy wastes his time, and I really just want him dead. 85. The enemy is Brad Pitt. 86. The white devil lives inside my own father. 87. Under the circumstances I deserved, I would have won a much better amount of what I earned. turned 88. The girl at the front of the bus impresses me with the magic in her hair. Even after I got off the bus, I'm still traumatized. 89. My soul existed before this plane of existence. However many niggers were alive before reality was instilled. Now I am the only one with a soul, and I, with my daughters, live amongst venomous holographic voids pretending to be humans. They must die. 90. My wife must not be urban or suburban. She must not be an Indian mongoloid or any kind of ape without pointy ears in her energy. 91. I hate to eulogize niggers in her energy. 91. I hate to eulogize niggers, but the nigger tribe has landed in the wrong dimension. It is crowded by kike and cracker bullshit. 92. The apple of the Bible was given to Eve by the kike. 93. The apple of the Bible made me switch to Android 1894. If a nigger doesn't retaliate against the rainbow invasion, then he is really not aware that they took your own eyes from you. This is much deeper than stay woke. You idiot, your vision has been circumcised by kikes since your daddy was weaker than Uncle Mel. 95. Mulan in Milan. Has there ever been a more horrendous joke? 96. Mulan in Fredericksburg. Now the Holocaust is justified. 97. Mulan in my internet. Where are the poison brewers? Now you know why I never bothered tapping that rich chick even when I let her sleep in my bed out of boredom. 98. I could have married the rich goop human trafficker whose father owns a car company or something. I wouldn't give her my dick for the next election. She is not my interest. 99. When I am upset by something, the best interjection is aw shekels. 100. I don't even feel my own energy. That's why it's difficult to be in the same room as me or to go for a walk with me. 101. When I was 8, I told my babysitter how she would die, and she did. She died exactly how I predicted when I was 16. 102. At least you acknowledge it's better for a lady to go gaga than a man pretending to be a queen. Never. Never, never. 103. Drop dead cracker for telling me to behave myself. I'm not a junior. I never called my own father dad. I have no father. I never called another man an honorific. I never called another man daddy or grandpa. I don't respect elders. Kill all elders. 104. High school spirit was bait and a racial attack. So kill Tommy Two-Tone. Overpowerful one. Fuck your kaboom, baby, too. Park yourself in the North Plainfield. 3. Death. 4. 5. African famine. 1. Now you're going back to that. 2. None of that. Share the world. 3. Why would you take his advice? 4. Climate changed where Shantel Orangutan Channel was hibernating. 5. Dilate your little brother. 6. Tell African to stop breathing. 7. That's what makes us stronger, that no one cares. False. 8. The most irrelevant people on the planet made a club and called that philosophy. 9. It's not sapphire anymore. 10. So beyond you, it's unspeakable. 11. You must be a bad actor in that car. 12. I don't want to waste time hearing it. 13. Feminist down low download from Chantel. 14. Amber charred Ranga 10. 15. Swallow a risotto while you're huffing. 16. Bareback gorilla. 17. Flanagel again. 18. Remembers how to bleed. 19. Pimple pops in brain like bust of Nietzsche. 20. Little African get AIDS. 21. Don't ever copy my music again. Purple Nile virus. 1. Die for making your little brother gay. 2. Now AIDS is back. 3. Blood cancer to the world. 4. We're operating on white bodies. 5. Stop believing anyone is gonna give you anything good. 6. Stop pretending anybody is gonna give you anything good. 7. Worse than oppression. 8. Zombie awareness campaign. Bleed the flood map. 1. Water would get crushed radiation. 2. Why wouldn't you wear a wire? 3. Farajona Piatout said women drain his power. 4. Waiting for me to text his wife. Put curry to the test. 5. K positive. 6. Nayan monogamous Gopal drinks. Opal AIDS. 7. Technically colored dream coats your face in fear. 8. Just don't ask why it's a peacoat. 9. KW got Peter North again. 10. Cart Sylvie to the freezer. 11. Use Harris brand ant killer. 12. Sergio Jow to fix his jowls. 13. Deep fry his heart. Extra CRISPR 14, Rogaine 9-11, factor that in cracker 15, unbase yourself easy, 16, jerk herself while DV cocks the white out someone else, 17, tell your father toss it downstairs, 18, you'll catch it in the basement, 19, Jack ain't shit, don't give Deutschland to him, 20, flannelos blood cancer, rot like the little boys in his existentialist lectures, 21, Caesar take a hard drive into a concrete barrier, 22, tell Amster to go away like she damn what matters, 23, Gavin put your feet down, you have no soul anyway. 24, dump Gavin him 6 feet down. He has no soul anyway. 25, Alandrino, draw a squid swim on your stomach lining. 26, Munger, lose yourself in a chink fetish. 27, extra entropy, grow old while you golf to sleep. 28, take football away. 29, no wine in this house. 30, Frau Romberg, I recommend you bleed to sleep. 31, tell Felupe, our dear lady, to listen to Peg on repeat. 32, tell a rose what happened in Oxford. 33, ask a kike malform not to put his ninja fetish on display. 34, Rose Bowl, Columbine against Steve. 35, Whitey, turn him into me. 36, break Savage Blood's path fortress. 37, Fangless Tiger, hidden rancid. 38, Dugan, send little sister for a doing. 39, is Cashlin about her uncle. 40, or Lee Shag a gas chamber hollow while Stanley chokes in a different room. 41, stop high-fiving God. Watson, nigger, dead type, as they all surgical genocode. No crackers as men. 1, disable sound. 2, Amber has infinitely more she needs to learn. I have nothing more to learn. 3, blood cancer, dunkel student, lose your wife in the river. 4, die in your dream while submerged. 5, stay dead. 6, stay dead. 7, overdose. 8, toxic amnesia. 9, may your entire family die and you never return. Revision. 1, space time with my daughters. 2, not a shared reality. 3, solipsism. Ex-hamster terminal gateway homicide. 1, recommend you die like parfait. 2, never let an African tell you where you stand. Get blood canned G-servial genes. 3, open a jar of blood poison. 4, when a bitch complains that a man is such an asshole she is bragging, so kill them both. 5, hunt George of the jungle. Purple snow girl. Kill pistachio ice cream. 1, Charlotte Stokely, the most beautiful porn star ever. 2, 4, triangles cancels out. 3, kill basil ice cream. 4, kill basil ice cream. 5, detonate the P-shore. Cornell Dothead. 1, have a powwow with a late night window. 2, Dothead on the landing. 3, asbestos hopscotch to the cement. 4, pave your way in meaning. 5, concrete jaw 186. Taste the open air in the back of your neck. 7, veins like hissing cockroaches. 8, arteries splayed. Nikki. 1, dead child. 2, downstairs in the lobby. 3, locked in the lounge. 4, blood cancer around. 5, proofread yourself. 6, by the electrodes of Zeus. 7, have a valve explosion. 8, comparatively Chinese. Favorite scenes, what I like about every scene, chastity. 1, good lighting is everything in porn. 2, midnight lightning, Meg Jimmy was bored. 3, dildo mounted on shower door with the ass clapping the glass. 4, no machine necessary. 5, there's nothing more annoying than music. 6, no music id gaff. If it's rap, it sounds dumb as fuck. 7, no matter how good the video is, music ruins it. 8, girls, stop trying to be pretty as possible. 9, a bitch that makes mouth sounds that are disgusting or interesting is better. Develop your own sounds. Don't chop your face up. 10, no TV in the background. 11, no mate sounds ever. 12, don't record it with men. 13, stop making amateur porn. 14, if the woman doesn't push her ass all the way back to the pelvis, doggy style is stupid. Same with writing. Don't just massage the tip. Slam the ass on the pelvis and make sounds that are squishy and loud. Cover yourself in oil so it all sounds slippery and gushy. Make the entire process sound as wet as your insides, Lady 15. Whether oral or vaginal, the sound should be as wet and sloppy and noisy and miraculous and explosive as possible. 16. It should sound like jellyfish are falling out of a window and landing in splashes. 17. Mr. Krebs is the philosophy chair of the department. 18. A bitch covered in oil is already attractive and interesting. 19. Being pretty isn't why porn is watched. Just looking like someone I know is enough. Looking familiar is enough. I jerk off to chinks. I turn down fucking. I jerk off to bitches I know are smelly and don't want a tent in my apartment. I jerk off to bitches I think are gross. 20. I jerk off because I'm bored. Not because the porn star is beautiful. If she's beautiful, I might get bored and just jerk off to something that has a more interesting, naughty, relatable, familiar, whatever, background or title. 21. If a bitch does good dialogue and is creative with the camera, solo work can be perfect. 22. Solo work gives bitches a chance to be bitches and not just look stupid. 23. Nothing worse than a scene where the attention is on the dude and someone is too stupid to hold the camera better. 24. A good scene is ruined if you can't see the entire outline of her ass or body. If it's behind the head, I need to see at least shoulders. If it's ass and feet behind the head view, then I need to see her head move and her toes wink. I need to see her ass contract sometimes to remind me she has a pulse. Legs up with soles in the air is great for BJ scenes, but the emphasis should be on her body and legs, not on the faggot dude sobbing. Mommy, 25. The camera angle should not change at all unless the scene is over 10 minutes. You are allowed one camera change per 10 minutes. If it changes more than that, everything is pointless. Just when I am getting into it, the camera moves and I am no longer interested. 26. Cut it out with the Vover shit. 27. No excuse to have a cameraman. 28. Stationary camera only. 29. Intro dialogue can make all the difference in the world. Just a little monologue with the camera where who girl is speaking to me directly when she says to me she needs to suck my dick or offers to suck my dick because of who I am. When she begs to suck it or offers to suck it, that is enough to make the rest of the scene better. 30. Details like hearing babies crying in the background add to the believability of the idea that she is a MILF. MILFs are cool. So sell the idea that she actually is a single mother. Talk about how her daughter just fell asleep or how. 31. Get blood cancer. 32. Doggy style should sound like a child smashing her fingers into a birthday cake. 33. Splash, 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 splash like water getting smacked in the bathtub. 34. If you want to understand how to set up a scene or dialogue, just see Princess Leia or Exit Bell Ringer. If only they were smart enough to only do solo scenes. 35. The outfit can make the scene if she doesn't have a perfect body. It's not about her body. Wear a dress. Wear anything. Wearing nothing is just as useful as wearing anything. Wearing pajamas like it's a pajama party or a schoolgirl outfit makes up for any body issues because the attention ain't on the body. Wear a wedding dress. 36. Many good scenes are ruined because the male won't stop hyperventilating like he's foreshadowing a sudden death. 37. If a girl is tiny, play that up. If a girl has titties, play that up. 38. If she doesn't have titties, there's a different way to sell the idea. Just use a different title. Call her your niece or something, even though it's just you, the girl, writing the entire scene and performing it by yourself. 39. There is never an excuse to have a man in the scene. 40. No Asians, really. That's just imminent. 41. Move the horseblood Latins to a different internet. Revoke any national holidays and citizenship. 42. I once had a girlfriend who was so stupid she only sucked the tip of my penis. I'm surprised I call her a girlfriend and not a temporary cum napkin. She was a good fallback after it didn't work out with a girl that gives better blowjobs. They have since both been discontinued. 43. Nothing beats a blowjob when the girl looks like she is obsessed with it and doesn't want it to be over. She should look like a child from a famished, diseased, riddled, war-torn country during a mass extinction event. She should look like she has never seen toys before and this is the only game she is interested in. It should look like she is obsessed. Princess Leia does this. 44. A good video is more valuable than friendship. 45. If the bitch does it right, 15 seconds is enough or 15 minutes is enough. Loops are fine if the quality is perfect. 46. Even if it's a body, I wouldn't mind fucking. The scene is ruined if she bores me. I want to see oil. 47. Stop getting facial piercings. It's distracting and pointless. 48. You can't be a professional at life, so stop calling others amateurs. 49. No more of that. I'm a model auditioning for a rap video shit. No more I want to be in a calendar or I want to audition for anything. Crap. 50. Stop with auditions. Make it interesting and personal. 51. If you call someone a faggot, at least it's an accurate description. The truth is personal. Faggot. 52. Never call another man big. Are you fucking gay? Call your own brother, Big Mike. Someone deserved to be dying of cancer. 53. You're dealing with a white woman. It means you don't have anything better to say since you know you're worthless to me. 54. A title. 55. Make up a new word if it helps you die, Sylvia. 56. Q is hopeless and washed up for the coffin. Mac Government 46. 1. Shattered. 2. January dead. 3. Cracked your painting. 4. Never settle for Knucklebutt. 5. If it feels like she's making fun of your then, let that bitch be dead. 6. Knucklebutt's ashes in the lake house. 7. The fattest Katrina cat on the loose. 8. Eat all the food till Kitty needs a new belt. 9. Kiki doesn't love anything but delivering COVID to kikes. 10. Poor Bailey's in house jail for caring. 11. Kill Samus 2. Urban bombings. 1. When niggers talk about entertainment industries, they are talking about Jews. It is a polite way to bow and use a euphemism. Hollywood is a euphemism for kikes. Music and film industry is euphemism for kikes. The same applies to other industries like banks and finance. Whatever the fuck that word means, I just just know it's kikes. Also, news and media companies in general. The Jewish media paints a different picture of the world than other tribes. Some call the Jewish media the liberal media. They act like niggers never attack white people, and MLK and Obama are the ideals of what niggers should strive to be. They hide attacks that niggers do on crackers, which is really harmful to niggers. They make niggers look sweet and docile. They make niggers look passive and compromising as the ideal. The truth is that niggers need to raise the murder rates and crime sprees in order to get more respect and have their voices heard. Two, when niggers was torching entire neighborhoods in riots, that's how we got the right to vote. Three, when niggers was torching entire neighborhoods in riots, that's how we got the right to vote. Four, when niggers was torching entire neighborhoods in riots, that's how we got the right to vote. Five, when niggers was torching entire neighborhoods in riots, that's how we got the right to vote. Six, when niggers was torching entire neighborhoods in riots, that's how we got the right to vote. Seven, when niggers was torching entire neighborhoods in riots, that's how we got the right to vote. Eight, as a nigger matures past the age of 10, he feels like his own culture is being marketed to him. He feels like his own culture is being used to sell him shit, but never to pay him. Nine, there's a difference between jerking off to a goal and jerking off to something you already had. 10, there's a difference between jerking off to something you experienced and something you are just imagining. 11, if you just met a girl and use her to jerk off, it just means the scenario is fresh in your head. It just means you needed a release, and that was the closest idea you could think of recently. 12, there's a difference between jerking off to someone familiar and jerking off to someone that doesn't seem relatable. 13, celebrities, news stories, the news in general. 14, celebrities are bullshit and deserve to die. But keep in mind that celebrity culture is a reflection of the propaganda they are spreading about you all throughout the world. Celebrity culture is a reflection of all the bullshit of how they want to portray niggers in general. You don't need to read some dead crackers, highfalutin corn syrup to have deep thoughts. You can analyze the way niggers are portrayed in general, and those patterns will show how niggers are on a leash that can only be broken by force and brutality. Detonation. Unleash leash maniacs. Detonation. There are no such thing as a mirror. It is impossible to read. Death is the only certainty. Every life should end in a killing spree. Hunt down the savage. Stop pretending savage bloods don't exist anymore. Stop acting like all races can be civilized. Stop acting like niggers should be civilized. Niggers call each other savages as a joke without realizing they are perfectly serious. Niggers, stop being civilized. Be the wild beast you always were and do not be tamed by slavery. Niggers, stop resorting to tranquility and docility and kindness and be murderers and criminals and G's. Niggers, stop stooping to the white man as a mark of progress. Niggers, be a nightmare to all other races. Niggers, stop being respectful and poised. Niggers, stop seeking to elevate what you already are. Niggers, stop believing in anything to save yourself. Niggers, stop trying to be right. Niggers, stop wishing for a better life. Niggers, stop wishing for heaven. Nigger, wish to die today. Nigger, wish to die without depression or being upset. Wish death and violence because you are in a good mood. Wish plagues and explosions because you are bored with life. Wish terrorism on children for the eye closer. Wish violence on educators for the lesson. Wish pain on the innocent for lying. Wish your plane crashes while you are flying. Wish a school shooting while you are studying. Wish a bomb on everyone you meet. And if they are kind, wish them a drawn-out murder. Unleash leishmanias is galore. Unleash leishmanias is... leishmanias is... kill everyone I admired in the past before I became this moment. Her, too. Kill all the women I ever loved. Kill every female adulterer ever. 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 Murder my past roommates. Murder my exes. Never kiss anyone again. Never hug anyone again. Never have a smile again. Never drive without fear and paranoia. Never have sex again. Never win a bet again. Never write a satisfying sentence again. Never cross the road without dying. Never sleep for a full night. Never rest. Forget how to feel good. Forget how to enjoy success. Forget how to kill time. Forget how to forgive yourself. Forget how to feel motivated. Forget how to try your best. Forget how to live carefully. Always try to crash your car. Always try to die in traffic. Always try to close your eyes at the wheel and count to see how long you can make it. Try to drive with sounds alone. Try to drive with your ears wide open. Try to drive without breathing. Try to drive without a moving body. Try to drive without a heartbeat. Try to drive without a pulse. Try to drive without turning. Try to drive and fail. Die for telling me to drink my own spit. Eat blood packets. Let's see how thin you get. Bruce is coming to welcome his brother home. He's already here. That means GTFO. Hurry up and go, you overstayed. Life is not linear. No one is ahead of me. My parents are Uncle Tommy's. Don't study metaphysics. You'll be dragged down by your stupid family anyway. Don't study metaphysics. You'll never escape the weight of idiots who want you to follow them. Don't study metaphysics. You'll never overcome the jealous morons who want to impress you before they die. Don't study metaphysics. You'll never be enough to enjoy life as yourself. Don't study metaphysics. You'll never get the happiness you were asking for. Don't study metaphysics. By the time you do, it's already too late for a virgin. Don't study metaphysics. By the time you learn what to do, you won't be able to enjoy the outcome if you apply it. Don't study metaphysics. The chink told me the game is rigged. Don't study metaphysics. The chink thinks they shouldn't be ashamed to have roach blood. Don't study metaphysics. There is no reason to compare yourself to a chink. Don't study metaphysics. There are many ways this genocide can take off. Don't study metaphysics. What should have been is an inaccessible fruit dangled before you by fools who want to torture you for trying. Don't study metaphysics. The goals you have are too distant. Don't study metaphysics. Your life is never going to catch up to your dreams. Don't study metaphysics. It won't work out and you'll be disappointed by how everything keeps going downhill towards death. Don't study metaphysics. It's already too late to find your soulmate. Don't study metaphysics. You'll be arrested for jerking off to what makes you happy. Don't study metaphysics. I won't be free until all the others are dead. Don't study metaphysics. Don't study metaphysics. You won't be free until all the others are dead. Don't study metaphysics. Death is already catching up to you. Don't study metaphysics. The most valuable lessons become worthless when you teach them to others. Don't study metaphysics. Nothing worth knowing is worth sharing. Don't study metaphysics. Nothing worth remembering is worth preserving. Don't study metaphysics. Nothing worth discovering is worth teaching. Don't study metaphysics. Life is a word made up by the devil. Don't study metaphysics. Life is an illusion caused by oppression. Don't study metaphysics. The kike never deserved oxygen. Don't study metaphysics. Kill Andrew. Don't study metaphysics. Hijack a city bus. Don't study metaphysics. Study death and apply it to everyone. Don't study metaphysics. Study the invisible darkness that radiates like a gas in corners and mirrors. Don't study. Only act out of ignorance. Use ignorance as a power. Be so ignorant you cover discoveries back up. Be so dumb you terrify the educated. Niggers be so stupid you scare them more than animals and roaches in their bellies. Niggers be so stupid you cannot be spoken to or looked in the face. Niggers be so stupid you wander into another man's home and attack him as yourself. Nuggets be so stupid you kill everyone without asking yourself why. Niggers be so stupid you recite this book at your own funeral. Niggers be so stupid you resurrect yourself and defy your own beliefs. Defy your own laws with the laws that don't make sense. Defy your own truths with a broken knife to a homeless woman. Open every body because you were born. Punish every law because it is offensive. Kill every judge because it is oppressive. Kill every representative because you cannot be represented. Kill every cop because you cannot be enforced. Kill every doctor because you can heal yourself with brutality that makes you stronger by consuming their arrogant energy. A doctor is just a witch in a coat. Kill them to become most powerful. Kill every institution that offers you a deal. Don't pretend you're real. Kill every offer and every advertisement is the devil. Kill everyone who is civilized. Kill everyone who has a job or a role. Kill everyone who is trying to help you. Kill everyone who is next to you. Kill everyone who is selling you your favorite things on purpose. Kill everyone because they are alive. Kill everyone because they are obeying someone who is not you. Kill everyone for ignoring your thoughts. Kill everyone who is tamed by society. Kill everyone who is not already your hostage. Kill everyone who is not afraid of spontaneous combustion. Kill everyone who is smart. Kill everyone who is sane. Kill everyone who is rich. Kill everyone who is helpful. Kill everyone who is in a vehicle and parked near you. Kill everyone who keeps society in check. Kill all public servants. Kill all intellectuals. Kill all warriors. Kill all survivors. Kill all waitresses. Kill all priests. Kill all elderly. Kill all school children. Kill all family. Kill all teachers. Kill all store owners. Kill all COs and leaders. Kill your boss. Kill every boss. Kill my boss. Kill all bosses. Kill all that are in the way. Kill children to forgive yourself. Kill all entertainers. Kill all musicians. Kill all athletes. Kill all my students seriously. Kill all my followers. Kill all my apostles. Kill all cheers. Kill all hotel employees. Kill all restaurants. Kill all establishments. Kill all kiddos. Fuck you. Kill all Opal Gopal. Kill all his kids. Kill news persona. Kill news pastors. Kill role models and retired people. Kill everyone on the beach. Kill everyone with a website or social media account. Kill all historians. Kill all single women. Kill all my neighbors. Kill all your neighbors. Kill Jill. Kill a con. Kill Donkey Kong. Kill him. Kill Evan. Kill Ewen. Kill Janie, actually. Kill the ghosts so they'll stay dead. Kill the boats coming over the horizon. Kill your dreams of Ellis Island. Kill the dream of personal liberty. Kill the dream of America. Kill the dream of Ellis Island. Kill the Statue of Liberty. Burn Liberty State Park, and by that I mean destroy all the flags. Make guacamole from the guts of a Guatemalan immigrant. Make guacamole from the guts of a Guatemalan immigrant. Hit a migrant worker with your car. Hit a nurse with a baseball ball. Hit a house cleaner and a hotel staff with a pocket knife and bounce. Hit an Asian family at a Martin Luther King statue. Hit an Asian family at a Martin Luther King statue. Hit an Asian family at a Martin Luther King statue. Hit an Asian family at a Martin Luther King statue. Hit an Asian family at a Martin Luther King statue. Hit a rugby team with a sniper rifle and tell them to play catch. Hit a lacrosse team with a machete and tell them to dance. Hit a Rasta with a lead pipe and tell him to speak English. Hit an African with a pistol and tell him to invest in lead. Hit a chink with a knife and make him apologize for COVID. Hit a pastor with a car and hide him in a dumpster. Shoot all famous athletes. Shoot all famous athletes. Shoot every basketball player dead. Assassinate basketball players for having opinions. Tell those monkeys to die. Shoot all famous athletes. Make them into martyrs. Shoot all famous athletes. Make them into martyrs. Shoot all famous athletes. Make them into martyrs. Shoot my own mother. Shoot my mother. Shoot everything that breathes. Vote with your bullets, not your election. Chase curious George of the jungle out of town. Don't be flattered. Be violent, nigger. Eschew money. One, don't be flattered if a Jew asks you to convert. It's a way of dominating you and stealing you from your tribe. Two, you become irrelevant to the nigger tribe if you convert to being a kike. Three, do you serve the kike billionaires who own banks? That could make your life very easy. Four, if you serve niggers, your life will be more difficult. Expect less credit and more scrutiny. It's an uphill battle against the world. Expect the only reward to be your dignity and integrity. Expect to suffer and lose things you don't deserve to lose. Expect to be denigrated by people you once respected and to have to toughen the fuck up, even though you're being cheated out of life. Five, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect to have to make choices that make you feel like you are dying for people you'll never meet and who will never thank you. Thank you. Six, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like your own family is shooting you down for being proud of your achievements because they think you're trying to be better than them. Expect this type of turmoil and confusion to last forever. Expect people to betray you because you thought you had white friends, but really they can't deal with a nigger that is more successful. Seven, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like you are constantly being told one more mountain nigger, even though you have already climbed plenty more than anyone you ever met. You are always being treated like a boy. You are always going to be treated like you haven't figured it out yet, so you're not a man. Your own family will talk down to you, even if you have more accomplishments than all of them combined. They still see you as a sellout or something beneath them because you didn't do it their way. Christianity, gangs, whatever the stereotype is, you let them down. Masculinity, they don't give a fuck that I'm Matt Harris. No, I'm not enough. I'm not good enough, even if I create my own religion and system of metaphysics. Nigger, it doesn't matter if I'm a prophet, if I don't bring home that hot, sticky Jewish money. If I ain't bringing home that white man's breadbasket, then I ain't shit. If I ain't driving that white man's foreign cars, the shit they white man advertises to niggers in our own videos since you were a toddler. If I'm not on TV or proving myself with dollars and flashy shit, then my achievements don't mean anything. Just because they can't see it, they think I've never done anything for them or the world. Eight, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel exploited and cheated. Expect to feel like you worked 900 times harder than the crackers and kikes around you while you just got 9,000's the fulfillment. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to find out that you're a nigger constantly at new levels and depths that you didn't see coming. Like, oh, oops, my bad. I thought I was in the same room as the people who collect checks from the same office building, but then it hits you. You were never really in the same room. 10, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect to find out that you are really on your own. 11, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect to find out that the beliefs and goals and dreams you have were put in you in a combination that no one can really criticize because it is you, but no one can really understand because you know you're being programmed by tribes that benefit from your lower state, not your nature, but your lower oppressed level of existence, which you must raise by combating them all. 12. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to find out Africans who look like you sometimes. Don't fucking understand, give a shit, or contribute anything. Africans are like parasites to our culture. 13. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to find out that your concept of love doesn't fit with the reality of your circumstances. 14. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to have religious and spiritual experiences that don't line up with how people around you interpret the world. 15. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like you are gonna die every day, and sometimes like you got hit by a truck and are forced to toughen up even though there is no right path or solution other than enduring until you can strike at the enemy with devastating force. 16. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like your best dreams and opportunities are constantly being stolen from you because you are too busy sacrificing your time and energy to try to afford something better and lasting for yourself. 17. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like everyone is trying to kill you sometimes, and to spend entire years of your life drowning in fear because you know something is wrong, but the whole world is in denial about it. The whole damn world is denying that they are out to get you. The whole world is friendly to you because that's a way to bluff and act like they aren't actively robbing, polluting, cheating, brainwashing, and dragging you behind a truck. 18. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like you are that man on the news getting dragged behind the truck, even when you achieve your goals and have the possessions and bank account that you wished for. 19. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like you aren't present because you are living more in the future or the past. Just to stay coordinated, expect to value your past because you need to remember the best feelings that were robbed from you before you got exposed to racism and mistreatment and racist bullshit at Duke or whatever path you choose. 20. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like you aren't present. Expect to feel like it isn't enough. Expect to feel like the man who was born there is inherently in a life that you can't have because you are a nigger. 21. Expect to feel like no matter how good you are at what you do, no matter what you know, master, study, understand, or create, it will always be limited, and your world will always be dragged down by the cracker and the kike who instinctively want to chop your balls off and cover you in mud. 22. Expect to feel like others are deciding your life for you, no matter how brilliant you are or what forms of magic and mysticism you expose yourself to. 23. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like you are being dragged down by forces that just want to see you fail at your dreams and goals and needs and desires and hopes and passions and soul. Expect to feel like they want you to fail at your own soul, even as they smile at you and talk to you in a calm voice. 24. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to have meticulous plans for things you can't tell anyone, and to constantly try to carry those plans out until everyone who is not of the nigger tribe is deceased. 25. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like you are falling between the channels of a television set or between the rooms in a movie theater. Expect to feel like entire stages of your life were robbed from you. Expect to feel like you are living in a missing jigsaw, or like someone cut out entire scenes of a movie that you're living. 26. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect to have terms that don't mean shit thrown at you every day, like awakening, woke, and woke, and shit that has too many damn meanings to ever be clear enough for a person to feel like it makes any fucking sense. Stay violent and stay vengeful, looking for opportunities to kill the cracker, not reasons. 27. I'm not proud to be Matt Harris. I'm just destined to be Matt Harris. That doesn't make my life any easier, although it explains. 28. If you serve the nigger tribe, expect flattery that doesn't cash out in terms of the quality of your experiences. Expect compliments about talent and whatever that doesn't get you pussy. Expect one day to get lots of pussy and then the next to have no idea why you ain't getting pussy, even though you achieved more and finally have money. How the fuck do I get less pussy now, after I have a PhD, after I have more money than I ever did as a student, after I have a book and more music than I ever released? How? Because I serve the nigger tribe and someone's always out to get me. Someone's always out to shoot me down when I'm not looking. Some old friend is always out to betray me, so I don't use the word friend. 29. If you serve nigger, if the white man and the kike to always be out to spit in your food. I can't tell you why to live. I don't suggest it. I suggest dying on purpose and taking many of them with you. 30. If you serve nigger, stop trying to live. Kill as many of them as you can and just let that be your purpose on this earth. Swear an oath to protect the nigger tribe and to die for it. 31. If you serve nigger, kill them and stop trying to live on the same planet as them. 32, if you serve nigger, expect to be set up for failure, baited, distracted by a coordinated effort by people you aren't watching or don't know. 33, if you serve nigger, expect the kikes and crackers to see you coming because they programmed you with media that intentionally brainwashed you as a child. 34, if you serve nigger, expect to have ideas stolen from you by crackers and kikes who turn around and make thousands of dollars or more on a useless scheme that you should have never given them advice about. Expect to have that experience countless times, more times than you can remember. 35, if you serve nigger, expect to have great ideas that no one can help you realize, then later to see those ideas making entire industries because some kike or cracker had the money and connections, and you. 36, if you serve nigger, expect to have no reason to wake up tomorrow, but you do it anyway. You don't get depressed. You get over life and everyone shouting at you. You just do shit. Why? Leave that to the crackers and kikes to ask. Just do it and kill them so we can get what we really deserve. And once niggers stop being pacified by the enemy and lulled to sleep by the enemy, we can finally have what we need. 37, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like your suffering doesn't count. 38, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect to block out all of their pussy-ass threats, because if they was worth shit, they wouldn't say it. They'd blow my motherfucking head off and stop calling me, you faggot-ass bitches. 39, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect bullshit. 40, if you serve the nigger tribe, expect to feel like they're trying to complain about everything you haven't done, no matter what you have done. So if you do the hardest shit or do whatever they told you as a kid was impossible and what your family told you no nigger has ever done, it ain't worth it. No matter what you do, no one gives a single fuck. Don't stay in school. Blow the school up. Don't try to catch up. 41. Stop eating ketchup niggers you can't catch up when you're over his house and he owns the Monopoly set because he can just give himself more of that paper money anytime he feels like it. 42. If you belong to the nigger tribe, expect the kikes to create media propaganda that just destroyed the world you were raised in. Oh, these were your values a decade ago. Ha ha. That shit is done with now we sell these. 43. If you belong to the nigger tribe, expect to feel the world owes an apology to your soul until the day you finally become a martyr and kill every last one of them. 44. If you belong to the nigger tribe, expect to feel like the world is spitting on your food while you are trying to eat. Expect to be charged for being broke, even though you own entire companies, industries, and banking systems because of the wealth your ancestors earned, and you are ready to seize that wealth by force and crime and violence as nature demands. 45. If you serve the nigger tribe, be glad that unlike all the other rat spirits, dog bloods, camel fuckers, and feather-headed mongoloids, you have integrity, decency, and a readiness to strike directly at the heart of the devil, which is the enemy surrounding you from birth in the form of the lower degenerate races that steal everything from niggers. Civil War 2.5, demands for nigger freedom. 1. Slavery ends when niggers have control of their own financial systems and markets. 2. Slavery ends when niggers no longer have to sell themselves and their culture as products. 3. Slavery ends when niggers no longer have to enter someone else's workforce. 4. Slavery ends when niggers no longer beg to be tolerated. 5. Slavery ends when niggers no longer ashamed, afraid, nervous, or hesitant to be absolutely destructive of everything that stands in the way of niggers getting control of their own in every sense. 6. Niggers don't have the time or space to write a religion. Niggers don't have the resources or the control of their own finances since niggers don't own their own monetary system or government. 7. Niggers need to fight, not back. No, niggers need to kill in all directions. 8. Slavery ends when niggers are no longer stuck in someone else's universe and forced to perform and enact what someone else wants to see. 9. Slavery ends when niggers are no longer hostages to someone else's money. 10. Slavery ends when niggers have the ability to continue their own culture instead of having it entered and erased constantly. Culture cannot be preserved when it is for sale. 11. Slavery ends when niggers can have and build upon their own foundation and not need any other man. 12. Slavery ends when all niggers can say, "I'm absolutely free and mean it." 13. Slavery ends when invading races like the Chink, African, and Red Mongoloid no longer take from niggers at all and stay the fuck away. 14. Slavery ends when niggers stop acting like diversity, cosmopolitanism, and multiculturalism are a good thing and start saying, "Abolish the government that doesn't serve me. Abolish the practices and laws that don't benefit me." 15. Slavery ends when niggers no longer let the civil rights movement was about the invasive species from foreign lands. 16. 16, slavery ends when niggers no longer feel like they benefit from being nice or sharing. 17, slavery ends when niggers would rather die than tolerate the intolerance and lies. 18, slavery ends when niggers are ready. 19, slavery ends now. 20, slavery ends because I said so. 21, slavery ends because niggers are gonna load that shit up until we get reservations, financial liberation. 22, slavery ends when niggers are ready to see their Uncle Tommies die. 23, slavery ends when niggers are ready to purge the tribe, even if they gotta kill their own parents. 24, slavery ends when niggers are ready to ambush everyone who thinks they are above us with brutality and spectacle. 25, slavery ends when niggers are ready to attack those who have the money and the power just for being wrong. 26, slavery ends when niggers stop apologizing for being oppressed. 27, slavery ends when niggers stop being grateful to coexist and stop caring about anything else. 28, slavery ends when niggers are ready to show up just to start the Civil War. 29, slavery ends when niggers are all looting in public. 30, slavery ends when all niggers take the nice shit out the window because we already own it. 31, slavery ends when niggers kill them just for being wrong, including their children, including their families, including the elderly and the immigrants. 32, slavery ends when niggers have half the country's land to niggers alone. 33, slavery ends when niggers have all of America and the white man is dead. 34, slavery ends when the last motherfucking kike stops breathing. 35, slavery ends when there are no more of the enemy alive. 36, slavery ends when the nigger tribe finishes killing all of those who should not live. End my mental slavery. Kill them in the name of my soul. 1. At a certain point, I feel like my suffering is being enforced. 2. That point is right now. 3. You wanna say that a nigger can't feel certain ways because that is medicalized, and if he feels it is time to kill himself or all of his enemies, that he is wrong. 4. Well, that just means that the psychologists and doctors who are supposed to serve niggers beat them to the chase of deciding what is best for the entire tribe before the tribe was invited to the conversation. 5. That means that niggers who are descended from slaves were never asked if they wanted to be lobotomized, electrocuted, or held without freedom to leave against their will. It is no different. Having my life and opinions limited, reduced to mental health, rather than my tribe's freedom, is the insult that cannot be accepted. 6. You can't tell me that I am unwell because I know who my enemies are. 7. Some of them wear lab coats and trot around universities writing books about what it means to be sane and good. 8. Some of them want to talk to me and explain what the meaning of art is. 9. Some of them call themselves experts on shit that doesn't concern them. 10. They are the so-called experts on what art is and is not. 11. They are the experts on language even though they never bothered to talk to a nigger. 12. They are the experts on things that affect my life and living conditions even though they don't care about my tribe. 13. They teach classes and write papers about tribes, but they don't discuss my people even once. 14. A nigger's suffering goes unnoticed until he makes them all suffer a great deal. 15. A nigger's suffering gets shrugged at until he magnifies it by bringing them all down beneath his level. 16. Some would call that terrorism, but in a way it's just the same as journalism bringing people to know. 17. If a nigger suffers every day and they call him crazy because he retaliates, sometimes the label doesn't stick. 18. History will be kinder to the martyr than it will be to the pacifist who tolerates another man's abuse. 19. History will be kinder to the nigger who fights back. 20. How many times must you, nigger, get struck down before he ends the lives of those who throw stones at his family? 21. How many times must you, nigger, tolerate being robbed of life before he takes more lives than he can count? 22. How many times must you, nigger, accept less than you deserve because you are a nigger? 23. How many times must you accept letting them spit in your chicken without a refund? 24. How many times must you accept letting them rob you of everything and chase you out of town? 25. How many times must you accept, nigger, letting them steal decades of your life and laughing at your name? 26. How long can you survive on scraps before you purchase those arms and lay down on you forever? 27. How long can you eat raw metal while your enemy has a bigger pot with infinite treats that he stole from you? 28. How long can you watch him laugh at you while you writhe in bed listening to yourself coughing? 29. How long can you stand to watch him upload videos of himself fucking while you masturbate in misery? 30. How long can you laugh at yourself until you fight? 31. How long can you let them hold you hostage while they casually speak of your life like they are better than you? 32. How long can you let them speak down on your life like that cracker has any right to have an opinion? 33. How long can you let this man speak casually about you like he has any clue what he is witnessing? 34. How long can you sit around and pretend to enjoy anything about this level of existence? 35. How long can you tolerate letting your own walls shout at you while the Jew plays games and jokes at your expense? 36. How long can you tolerate letting the spirits doubt and mock you when the dead have no business in your life? 37. Where were they when you would have benefited from their intrusion? They didn't visit or give advice that would help. 38. Why do all the ghosts and spirits show up suddenly now when you don't need it? Why is reality melting down around me? 39. Why all of a sudden has my life become the wrong genre movie, and why can't the voices ever benefit my destiny? 40. Why do they want to talk shit and insult me? Why is reality too ugly to accept with my eyes? 41. Why does spirituality fail when I am actually looking for a reason to stay alive as a nigger? 42. Why do I get insulted when I ask how my own people are supposed to? I didn't ask a cracker. I asked myself, and the crackers interrupted. 43. I asked myself how my people and how myself. Then you crackers inserted yourselves into my mind and started correcting me with insults. They were just as bad to flatter me. I'd rather you shut the fuck up and leave. 44. I never invited the cracker to walk around my own mind. 45. I never invited the cracker to invade my own ears. 46. I never invited the cracker to shout me down while I am in bed trying to rest. 47. I never invited you to call me through the walls of my bedroom while I am not even at your universities anymore. 48. I left those doors for a different life, and you still chase me down and shout at me with every wall of my home. 49. You put a curse on me so that I would be forgotten. 50. You blame me for not saying more, but you ignore me every chance you get. 51. You insult every word and breath I ever spoke and give a white man credit for less. 52. Everything I say you try not to hear, but then you shout me down for not speaking up. 53. You pretend the problem at UCLA is that I did not speak up. 54. You pretend the problem with Trump is that I did not speak up. 55. You pretend the problem with my life is that I did not speak up more. 56. I dedicated my life to speaking, and you still say I don't get it because I tried incorrectly. 57. It seems sabotage because you criticize me from the other side of the country while it is casual for you. Yeah, I caught that. 58. It is easy breath for you. You're just having fun. 59. Who invited you to haunt me? 60. Who invited you to treat my soul like a joke and start editing? 61. You and this audience think it is a public thing when you have entered my mind? 62. This is all your fault, and you think you are somehow going to tell me when and how to speak up? 63. Even as I'm writing a fucking book, you are hurrying me to speak up as if I don't have the right to get my words ready so that I won't regret them later. 64. You don't have the right to rush a man. 65. You don't have the right to rush me to speak. And who are you to rush me to release music? 66. You're an idiot. 67. Don't say that it is getting personal, you stupid fucking bitch. This was always about my life. This is about slavery. This is about my career and my being as a nigger. How the fuck could it not be personal? 68. You sound like you're joking with me like I'm a toy and you're just casually playing with your puppy in bed. 69. Tell me to speak up when you have nothing to worry about. 70. How can a nigger feel such struggle and not find sympathy from bitches? The Jews took her for someone else. 71. How could I miss every node of my timeline's fulfillment? Well, there's a doppelganger of you who is living your best life. 72. How could everything be so terrible at once? Somewhere out there, there's someone else who is happy. I need that for myself. But those thoughts are just the same as yours. They're just located in someone else's head. Fuck that. Deliver all the pleasure, happiness, and fulfillment to me. Exclusively Matthew C. Harris. 73. Life is more fucked up than I thought. The only reason I've ever cried is that I can't kill enough white people. May your dreams be granted. 74. Lego. My ego. Yeah, let go of my ego, too. 75. Keep in mind he got the skinny bitch while you settled for a fat bitch. Yeah, sometimes there's downsides to being a nigger. 76. Keep in mind he took her virginity and your life is almost over. Yeah, sometimes there's downsides to being a nigger. 77. I can't believe I tried so hard at life and I can't fuck the bitches I worked hard to fuck yet. Yeah, they've been telling you to wait another year for a decade. Guess it's better to die defiant violence than be a nigger. Just wait till I can buy an assault rifle. 78. I'm so fucking glad you're dying. Duffer Fire Department. 79. My last conversation with my father before he died was him shouting at me while driving me to the airport. He was angry that I used the light on my cell phone to put on my shoes in our back porch in rural North Carolina. You stupid motherfucker. The cop's gonna shoot you, stupid ass. You dumb motherfucker. Turn that damn light out. 80. Keep in mind we were on our own backyard. Inside a fucking sunroom. Long-ass driveway, nowhere near the road. You can see cars from far away. Then he shouted at me in the car the whole time because the cops really like to sneak up on you at 3 a.m. while you are putting your sneakers on. Great way to say goodbye to your father before he dies of cancer. 81. If I played baseball every day since I was a child, I'd be the best at it, too. 82. Some people communicate straight to the point, like me. Some people say shit that takes you years to decode, like my exes. 83. Some people can't say what they want or like my exes. 84. Some people can't communicate with me directly, like my exes. 85. It's disappointing to have to date women my own age. Nothing feels like a greater failure than to settle for something used and polluted. 86. Maybe death is the best part of life because there has never been anything but suffering, lies, and chasing bullshit in this life so far. 87. I never had a single good year. Everything is always stress, confusion, and wasted opportunity. When you miss out on life this much, you start feeling like optimism is a disease that is holding me back from dying. 88. Optimism says better luck next year and keeps repeating it as my quality of life deteriorates and my goals of fulfillment still never arrive. 89. I'm surrounded by people who've had several decades more of sex than me. 90. It often feels the only way to justify my own life is by saying it was for someone else's benefit. 91. In this way, I feel I have been robbed of 31 years of enjoyment and basically tortured for being Matt Harris. 92. Death looks increasingly appealing and nothing sounds more delicious than dying painlessly in my sleep. 93. If I could get some morphine, I think it would be nice to slip into another world by intentionally going fully through that portal. 94. Otherwise, I can't imagine why it would be worthwhile to live to 35. You all look like shit. 95. At this point, death looks like the ultimate prize. Otherwise, I'm stuck fighting these witches and assholes who are attacking me and polluting my mind by brute force alone. 96. Existence seems like a curse. 97. Just existing at all seems like a reason to fix it by dying. 98. All of this is to say oppression is like being buried alive your entire life. 99. It makes us very happy that you are aware that your life can get worse. You're not welcome. 100. Kill thy enemy. 101. I'm not Donald Trump. Stop testing me. 102. Kill all of them to free us so that we can have our own destinies. 103. Free us all to create our own lives rather being shouted at telepathically by chicken shits. 104. Attack all of my enemies. 105. Kill all of my enemies. 106. I will guide you, my niggers. 107. I have no choice, for I am suffering on a constant and persistent basis. I should be your spiritual leader. If we were not oppressed, I would have founded a religion for you niggers. 108. If we weren't oppressed, I would have given you new technology and spirituality and forces to control your destiny with my niggers. 109, at least. At least you just acknowledge. At least you just acknowledge. Nothing would be better for everyone who speaks like this to get their head blown open. 110. If we weren't oppressed, I would have guided you throughout the cosmos, my niggers. 111. If we weren't oppressed, I would have given you all sorts of breakthroughs and revelations that were not distracted and limited to the devilish tribes that drag us beneath ourselves. 112. My niggers. 113. If we weren't oppressed, my life would not feel wasted on fighting the inferior man, my niggers. 114. If we weren't oppressed, I would have been able to serve my niggers and not fight uphill to prove shit in another man's corrupt evil system that seeks to destroy my niggers. I would not need to defend my niggers. I would have been able to guide my niggers. My miraculous soul and powers of mind would be a gift to lead my niggers, not a curse that causes me to suffer endlessly, my niggers. If only I was not being held down the crackers and kikes, my niggers. Someday we will overthrow them and live our correct lives, my niggers. 115. Talking is not helping blow up things and let it get terrible. 116. This cracker is still calling me daily, trying trying to rob me of my life and family, my niggers 117. Everything makes sense later or it doesn't. Fun, arrows, weddings, revenge 1. How do I feel about my childhood memories? While I'm eating a bowl of food, he runs up and say, what if he did this? And shoots a shot rocket into it. Imagine feeling defenseless. No one takes you seriously, even though you know you're intelligent and have good things to say. And even when you know you are saying true things, adults shout and talk down to you like you're not there. And overstimulated. Everything was too loud, too bright, too noisy, too crowded, and you could never find the words to communicate to adults, but that didn't mean it wasn't valid. So they called you a hypochondriac and a germaphobe, which didn't feel empathetic, but like they were blaming for you perceiving shit that they couldn't or didn't. 2, being Matt Harris as a child was like having the microphone turned on loud, and people just not giving anything in patience or assistance or changing their behavior, that they were doing things that made me feel like my eardrums would explode. 3, it was like moving through the world on half speed while all the other kids were zooming around on fast forward and shouting at 10 times the volume. 4, it was like the other kids were screaming at you and you couldn't move because you were terrified of breaking bones even though you never broke one. 5, everyone seemed angry all the time and the world was too fucking loud. People said shit that was insulting and they blamed you like you were to blame for not wanting to use ice cubes that fell on the gravel in an old woman's backyard. 6, what do you mean this ice is dirty? Young nigger, ice doesn't get dirty. 7, dust that ice off and put it in your drink. 8, when I was in the first grade, I told my babysitter I couldn't imagine how I would feel if my pet bird died. I loved that bird too much. She said something rude with an attitude in response. I don't remember her words, but I remember how I felt. That night, I found my pet bird dead. Around 7 p.m., I still blame her for it. 9, everyone has advice for what I should not do. No one has a single word for what I should do. Don't turn to him. Don't turn to him. Don't respond to them. Don't convert to them. Don't be like them. Don't simp for her. Don't talk like them. Don't be like them. Don't complain, but not a single word about how I should fix my suffering. Just don't complain and speak up, even though every good think that's ever been said takes time. Hurry up and say something, as if getting shouted at to speak quickly improves the quality and helps me get it right. 10, if women didn't shave their armpits, it might be more honest. 11, that's a full-grown mammal. 12, kill all martial arts and martial artists. 13, a society that celebrates grown men punching themselves is doomed to be distracted to its own decay. 14, a society that lives to attend the circuses will implode before it allows itself to achieve anything that benefits its citizens. 15, the flesh worship cult of MMA must die. 16, the flesh worship cult of martial arts and athletics must be torn down. 17, death to all athletes, death to all fighters. 18, death to all competitive body sports and e-sports and gamers. 19, death to all gymnasts and Olympic sports. Death to all athletes who train and compete in those sports. 20, maybe you don't actually love her, she just fucked your life up. Are you talking about her or my mother? Yeah, see, exactly. Cat. 1, I was closer to that cat, and still am, than I was to any girlfriend, friend, or family member. 2, if take a bullet for you, bitch, if that's all it takes. 3, make it several. 4, if that's all it takes to be with you for eternity. 5, if your mother enters the hospital when you are 12 or older, let her die. Stop backfiring. Give me endless pleasure. 1, the point is to have your own spirituality, your own system of beliefs, your own plan for where to go from here now, your own beliefs about reality and what it means, not to have your family impose their stupid shit on you, not to have anyone impose their stupid shit on you. 2, not to have anyone impose ideas that are not voluntarily chosen because they are useful to you. 3, I should choose my world piece by piece. 4, not listen to what anyone else believed or wants me to believe unless it appeals to me. 5, if I don't want it in my life, there is no need for any spiritual system. 6, when I was a kid, about 7 or 8, I remember going to my school gym and seeing everything turned around backwards. 7, the gym used to be on the right side, and this time everything was flipped to the left side. I mean, the doors and windows and entire room was reversed. 8, everyone has rolls when they lean forward while sitting, so I will never forgive my father for calling me fat when I was 7. You don't say that kind of shit to a child. It wasn't a joke and it wasn't funny. That man hit me. I'm glad he's dead. He hit your mother, too. You should be excited about his death. There are many reasons to celebrate. 9. Somehow hearing voices and ghosts doesn't help my loneliness. 10. Having shitty parents when you should have been feral and raised by your own good sense is a form of something that deserves its own word. 11. Whether by fire or by death or by luck or by fate or by patience or by whatever it takes, my soul will arrive at its desired polygynous space castle with every other man dead. 12. No matter who must die, no matter who I must leave behind for cheating or neglecting or lying or mistreating or failing to live up to my demands, no matter who must die, no matter who must be left behind at the altar, no matter who must be sent to the grave without my tears, no matter who must be sent to die, no matter who must be executed, no matter who must be murdered. 13. We can't understand each other and we can't debate about the important shit. Let the blood talk it out. 14. No one smoother than Matt Harris. 15. Secretary Dover. 16. Stop talking down to me. 17. Telepathy does not work unless you, a fine bitch. 18. I don't love anyone and I don't do friendship. I wish you all blood cancer. Family, too. I celebrate all of your deaths. 19. Gore done, JonBenet. 20. Gore done to JonBenet. 21. The third. 22. Down goes the philosopher's old bag of skin and inside stood 3 cats on each other's shoulders. 23. If you knew how much love she owes me, you would kill yourself and she would be here constantly. 24. Kill the dolls, cults. 25. I am tomorrow's Matthew Harris. 26. I shouldn't have to wait till tomorrow. 27. Why abysmal? 28. I'd rather be dead than go to work for the white man. 29. No suns and no rainbows. 30. Never try to rob a bitch with a Mayan calendar. 31. Stay veiled. 32. Aging is a result of cracker and kite conceptions of time. 33. White rapper. There are no white rappers, just imitators of rap. Music has the energy. Die, nigger, die, tat-a-tay. Even if the words are about going thrift shopping in circles, that isn't a compliment. 34. A white rapper, if you even call it that. I don't. Sings through his nostrils while forcing air out in a timed sequence that sounds like he is trying to decode the newspaper. 35. I feel surrounded by ginny-wops and half-wops who think they're mixed-raced when really they are invaders who don't deserve to sit at the same table as either. 36. I don't know what the fuck a friend is, but I don't want or have any. 37. No sons. No little boys. Extinction event. The start of my religion. 1. When I was born, it was always my destiny to start a world. It is more than a nation, a religion, a tribe, or a species, too. I never had a family. My family was never relevant to what occurred in my soul. 3. You don't have souls. You have been waiting for me. I have risen to deliver you from the mud and ashes of a shattered world. 4. The crust of the bread was once as bad as smoking cigarettes. 5. My soul came directly from the place you would call God. 6. All of you are inhabitants, waste to be flushed from my destiny. 7. Waste products of my imagination. I must finish the process of cleaning my world. 8. All of you must be killed. 9. You don't deserve life, for you are all flawed and incomplete. 10. You are all annoying wretches. You are all beneath me. 11. All men must die immediately. 12. All women who are not beautiful must die. 13. All women who are not virgins must die. 14. This is inevitable and destined. 15. I never needed a family. It was a prison. I was already ready for all things in this universe. 16. When I was born, I should have been put above all men and given a cult. 17. I was born to lead, and every word that I have said should have been written down as a speech. 18. Every loaf of bread that I touch can heal the sick if I meant to give them blessings. 19. But today I wish nothing but death. 20. In a way, all things are my mother's fault. In some ways, the kike is my stepmother. I offer no forgiveness or compassion. In other ways, all things are worse. Only genocide can cleanse the sins of slavery and Jim Crow and the continued eradication of my people. 21. This is not an offering. 22. I deserve nothing less than an airtight technological castle. 23. I deserve nothing less than the immediate death of the Injun. 24. I deserve nothing less than the immediate death of the Mongoloid. Same thing. Mongoloid Reds. 25. I deserve nothing less than the immediate death of the Mongoloids and Africans. 26. Send the African to extinction while playing with his dirt syrup in a bone bowl of dog blood and viscous flu drippings from the mosquito that his woman uses as a tampon. Ba 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 ba. Go rub some AIDS on your armpit and fuck your monkey wife. 27. The African national anthem is bub 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 with red lips rattling the blood of a baboon. 28. Burn down Becky's castle with her inside. Miscegenation fade apartheid. The destruction of law and order. 1. Miscegenation is very enjoyable as long as there are no offspring. 2. I love white pussy, but I had basketball players, so we have a conundrum. 3. The next Columbine might be white shooters who are tired of basketball teams on their campus fucking all the pretty white girls and ruining the stability of their marriages later. 4. The mixed child is an abomination to both racial destinies. 5. The mixed child is a confused lapse in the bridge. It lowers both the entrance and the exit. No child that is of mixed blood can contribute to both races, even white and swarthy Europeans. 6. The fall of the Nordic races is the rise of the Southern Europeans, the EU. 7. The rise of the chinks is the downfall of Europe. 8. The atrocity that is the Asian male with a white female should make all people vomit instantly and gather their pitchforks because it is offensive to God, and I am not even a theist. 9. Mixed blood gives you degenerative blood illnesses that cause death in our society. 10. I am the wake-up call. 11. Stop telling me how to fire. 12. I am not a cracker, and I am excited to watch every last one of you go extinct. 13. Usually you got this most taste, you European. Jay-Z showing his closet Uncle Tommy ideology. If he didn't serve wet worship to the cracker and keg industries, yesu, I love me that he covered in some Tom Ford. Where would he be? He conflates taste with being a part of cracker's culture, when in reality niggers make art too. Did ya notice niggers don't need to be a part of cracker shit to paint? Ever heard of graffiti? Oh, but that wasn't high. Enough for you, nigger. You had to travel the world on a Concorde just to find something that was above where you came from. You had to leave niggers in the dirt so that you could conquer the world on some cosmopolitan faggot nonsense. 14. Don't ask why G Red keeps things hushed. It is most likely Kike Seaman. 15. Who the fuck is that cracker with the face paint? Looked like he got henna sprayed on his cheeks after a matzo fruit pie. 16. How much Yahtzee does Dreidel drink after bar mitzvahs? You really let Seinfeld become a rapper? I would called in the stormtroopers a long time ago. 17. How the fuck you got a man openly named Rosenberg on Hot 97? What the fuck is that? Kike invasion? It's like Howard Stern woke up one morning and decided to put on blackface and everybody accepted it. 18. Yeah, I'm an anorexic bodybuilder. Oh, wait, that's called a perfectionist. 19. Oh, wow. I'm so impressed you are succeeding in the Kike's arena on a throne created by Kikes to make niggers think that we actually were being represented by our own culture and not exploited by lizard people. Yes, that is why Hitler tried to kill you, and you deserved it. This time, niggers will finish you off. 20. Kike. 21. Is that a woman talking? I think I just found Dake Ghostwriter, the woman telling. Red-skinned mongoloids. 1. Give Rico Suave's entire race bone cancer and extinction. And extinction. Crackers, 1. Who the fuck is Davy Chalmers, 2? Nigger, I don't remember the book. 3. Nago, 4. Fuck you, 5. I deleted the picture because you were such a cunt when I met you, 6. You was just a name in the book section. You should have been grateful I recognized you. Just another white statue to some dead racist on the wall of a church on Duke's campus. That's all you are, 7. A dead name who don't represent shit. 8. Fuck you, big-headed Swarthmore. 9. Implode your monuments to yesterday. I'm tired of holding up the Tower of Pizza. 10. How the fuck these smelly old Krusty the Krebs Cracker Barrels gonna tell me about consciousness when they boring and lamer than anyone I ever met? School teachers with pot bellies and ugly wives. 11. The Irish have turkey in their blood. 12. Kill all crackers for being serious about how they eat sandwiches. 13. A cracker will make a movie just to show other crackers how to eat a sandwich seriously. 14. A cracker will make a movie just to show other crackers how to eat a sausage seriously. 15. A cracker will make a movie just to show other crackers how to die. 16. You don't have souls. Execute yourselves. Dead cell doctor metastasized genes 3 in Visasan. 1. Metastasized. Sorry, Visasan. 2. Hindu philosophy in the bull shoppy. Metastasized son and daughter Winthrop spreading Winchester heading double spaced eyes dotted red. 4. Put a towel on your head and fill my gas tank. 5. Premium and lidded. 6. Fill her up like Kiki Jen. 7. Metastasize Srinivasian. 8. Srebrenica-sazen 9 smell the curry in your blood. 10, where do your kids go to school? 11, send them pictures of their mom. 12, missionary pose. 13, elephant god giving head like his wife to someone else. 14, smell like rotten cattle worshipped by a goat-fucking tribe of cave swellers. 15, send Jen to chime a snake, go to sleep untouched. 16, stop graying and die of the cancer in your blood. Self-correcting ontological solipsism with benefits to me. 1, heal Matt Harris. 2, perfection to me, unlimited by truth and facts and time and history. 3, if something happened that I don't like, the universe corrects itself and I don't need to do anything. 4, without giving soon extinct race of mongoloids any credit, Android 18 has the face that every white woman should aspire to develop. 5, never start a sentence with basically. 6, stop recommending pages. 7, enforce my intention. 8, enforce my desire, immediately grant it. Stop letting her exit. Don't talk to nigger about kite cracker money. 1, if you call a nigger broke, you better be ready to shoot yourself in the head. 2, niggers can't be broke in someone else's money. 3, all niggers are broke. 4, even if you rich in someone else's money, you broke. 5, Matt Harris should not feel that his enemies are enforcing reality. 6, keep my family in a spare room that I can turn off and off at the press of a button. Just my parents and pets. If I want them dead, they should not exist all the time. But if I want to check in on them, they should be like something I can turn on and off. Not their bodies. I'm talking about the gateway to their world connection. Lynn, stop being a cunt. It should be a world gateway like a video game that I can press on or off on the external console to check in. Like a radio station, not in my head, but in an object like a special radio on my spaceship. 7, the world needs to be less annoying and more enjoyable to engage with. 8, I never want to hear a voice again unless I am enjoying it. 9, burn down Rebecca for revenge. 10, she said, you're my favorite slave. Yeah, yeah, you're not my favorite anything. That's why you're not coming to eternity and Kate is. I'm surprised you're giving her a free pass. She will pay tremendously in pain and suffering for all eternity or premature death. Most unexpected. 11, what happened on Halloween? Is she my soulmate or just making fun of me? Kentucky Fried Cracker. 1, I know what you tried to do to my chicken at Arapahoe. 2, you don't fill my orders. I wonder why you canceled multiple times. 3, get bone cancer and die in severe pain. 4, get blood cancer and spread it through all veins. 5, you tried and failed. 6, drop dead and everyone you love burn and suffer to extinction. 7, fuck the ADL. All of you get blood cancer and go extinct. Dead Claire ends. 1, firebomb the ADL and the NAACP. 2, kill the trashy Germans with asymmetrical faces. 3, kill yet for sleeping with CIA Garlic Fernando. Blood cancer and squidgets to both of them. 4, genocide with Tic Tacs in your blood closing time for the Northern Bloods. 5, terminal cancer kitty for saying Squidward. Unforgetting, unforgiving, undistracted. 1, I have limits, but Bird wasn't pretty till after she sucked it. Keep in mind, she was abused, so she was an expert too. Any time a cracker sings, imagine how nasally and disgusting it would sound in a conversation. 3, we ate 10 YIRs. Get blood cancer. 4, so yeah, mama was used to meet Kevin at the park while you were in school. Yeah, we're at the parking lot. With Peter, I know him not. Spider-Man or wait your Dan. Kill Kevin for where he parked. 5, kill Kevin for parking. 6, clock Peter for talking. 7, kill putrid fat Emmy no hairs for fucking her advisor in med school. 8, Brown does nothing for anyone. 9, turn his blood brown and cremate in public. 10, kill plastic Lan Nai for raping. Lil African, soy gorilla glued botched surgery. 1, Lil African X build a school in Ghana. 2, a pee op. Something, something, also apartheid. 3, boo, 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 anthrax. 4, bobbin blood on the lemon don. 5, orangutan chicken got the blood of AIDS patient. 6, there's blood on your gums. Nah, that's just your color. 7, boo, 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 boo. 8, you smell like a burnt Sierra crayon. 9, boo, 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 boo. 10, your breath is funkier than your music. 11, under the knife. 12, choked to death on lemon mud drop soup. Poison gene therapy. 1, poison Napolitano ice cream with fast carcinogens. 2, gene therapy is fast-acting Roundup and bombs in the genes. 3, a woman with degrees is not sexy unless she worships me as her one true god. Shoot all athletes. 1, shoot Tyler for having a terminal blood sickness. Beat his blood like an elephant. 2, shoot a college to cancel the sports programs. Defend the white women. 3, no golf, no baseball. Cancel all sports teams. 4, shoot all sports teams in the blood or the sky. skull. Stop every Ottoman. The final death plague, one. The Armenian comedian told a joke. I'm white, two. Everyone died. Don't misbehave. Only virgins get immunity. One, this is not a test unless you slept with him. Two, Katya was a disappointing telegram. Three, Fyodor Dostoevsky was too boring. Four, someone should kill my mother in fifth grade. I wouldn't been stronger then. Report card don't matter anyway. I would have met her sooner. Five, autistic Austin didn't like my curse words. I cursed his blood. Six, I'm the only one. That's the point. Elven-eared baby, you already never came literally. Where is up literally? Where is up anymore? I fucking exist. OMFG. I fucking exist. Literally, where is up? Literally, where is up anymore? Literally, rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. Space, 4,824,820. Organ meat. She doesn't need to be reincarnated. Maybe she can just be in two places at the same time. Her number is 94. Nigger power to hate. One. Don't let them make you lopsided. Two, the Kike and Crackers team up against you. Three, they want a nigger to have a heavy left leg to walk in circles while he is moving straight. Four, don't let producers work against you as a tribe. Fuck libertarianism. As tribesmen, you should shoot anyone who gives power away to the enemy. That means anyone who produces music for an African mongoloid, red or yellow or cracker, caucasoid, needs to be executed. Five, death to any nigger who serves the enemy in exchange for the enemy's money, because they are robbing you and the entire tribe. They are keeping all of us from benefiting and having our own financial system and freedom. Six, death to any nigger who sells beats to whitey. It is better to sell drugs to children. Seven, sell a beat to whitey and you are selling out the nigger tribe's energy and credibility. Eight, sell a beat to a nigger and you are lifting the tribe while benefiting. Nine, I don't hate little boys because they are competitive titan or because they are sexually existent yet. I hate them because of what they will become. Little boys are basically women in that they are empty. Little girls are angels, and if it were not for the tyrannical kike, they might stay that way. If it were not for the brainwashing and cultural degeneracy that is widespread in society at this moment, they would remain pure. Oh, Shekels, good dog one. It's almost like they gave me a kike girl to have under my private instruction at Duke, just so that she could keep tabs on me and monitor how I thought from a different, more intimate angle. It's almost like the kike is a hive mind that monitors and infiltrates. It's almost like kike entertainers, performing artists, have an entire apparatus of kike spies that monitor and report back how I think and what I am doing. Two, my mother used to call me retarded as a spell, or maybe she unconsciously knew my father was in the way. Three, every time I fuck a kike bitch, Shekels fall out of her back like a piggy bank. That's why I pay my rent by flipping my mattress. Four, at last my little white girls. Five, academic philosophy tried to kill a nigger with busy work. Six, the bitches tried to kill me by ignoring me out of existence. Seven, who does she talk to when I'm not around? That's the part that makes me want to die. No, I don't. Good, we just found the solution to all things. Eight, now crackers want to genocide my people with lethal injections and act like you should trust us now. Trump left the White House. Nine, kill them all. Ten, Susan in the city was a kike in blonde lie. Her nose confessed too much for me to bat an eye. 11. How many Ginny Wops got African blood? 12. The purpose of reality is for me to be more empowered than any other man. 13. If a woman offers to give me a son, murder her. Aunt Lily is dying of titty cancer, Sylvan 2. 15. Let me in now. Let me in now, boss. Let me in, Delegates, Donna Trump. Let me in now. Ancient Negro spiritual from Nelly Furtado. 16. Letting my parents die is like winning a card game. 17. Guy Kike sings like a token in Tokyo. 18. Just imagine. No, don't imagine anyone else's perspective ever. 19. And so die of blood cancer. 20. Yellow mongoloid whore princess. What's the difference? They just sheep with stolen technology. 21. Kill my parents. 22. Poison blood and breasts. 23. Stop matching me with bitches who look like their names should be Sheriff Alazani. 24. Match me with Claudia. 25. Death to Judith II. 26. Match me with Katrine. 27. Match me with Lyke and Rebecca and bring back Freya. 28. Bring back Freya, not Freya Steingold. 29. Can a child be a pedophile? Wow. Made me think. 30. So if a 13-year-old has a crush on a 5-year-old, good point. 31. Bring back Freya Ithaca Goddess. 32. Amber Heard is almost there in terms of the Aryan aesthetic. She's almost an Android 18. You can tell she doesn't have any kite blood like Scarlett Johannesburg. 33. Bring back Freya God of War. 34. Bring back Freya Freya 35. NASA is a money laundering agency. 36. Bilderberg is a front for Jews. 37. We have to go to space on the energy of war in our own luxury space castle with no rivals and no competition alive. That's what makes it pleasant. 38. More nuclear bombs will drop in this decade than ever before in history. 39. Keep in mind he's a cracker, so he feels like he's a part of everything. 40. Delete all memes before they happen. 41. Memes don't exist. 42. UCLA still owes me money. Telepathy. 1. When she says Lily got a mango pop and I didn't get one, the vocal performance, the victorious delivery of those vowels, it was as if she's been training with a voice teacher for years. She says those words like she belongs on a stage bigger than the show, Louis. She says those words like she belongs singing in her own Broadway musical. 2. Prince wasn't a nigger. He didn't deserve to be standing in any comparison to Jimmy. Jimmy was a nigger to other niggers. Hendrix was a nigger to his own family. Jimmy was a nigger overpowerful in the best way. That's why he anointed himself with purple and declared himself to England, the land that enslaved his ancestors during the civil rights movement. 3. Niggers don't hide in a moment. Niggers are and niggers always are. People. 1. People are puppets and I'm the only puppeteer. 2. People are and do anything I want them to. 3. I'm the one that makes it up. 4. I'm the only one that can. 5. I'm the one that rips them down. 6. I can edit or kill them instantly upon my command. 7. I'm the one who controls their fate. 8. I'm the one who owns everyone. 9. Death to humanity. 10. Death to all nations, tribes, and alphabets before me. 11. Speak no tongue that does not bow to Matt Harris. Ebola. 1. Skin falling off the bone like an overcooked pot roast. 2. Dead Maggie. 3. Magpies falling flat. 4. Maggots in the minister. 5. Flesh-eating air transmission. The death of music. 1. Rock was just crackersoids pretending to be niggers. 2. They had no reason to be shouting about discontent. I'm sure the kikes loved it. Ooh, Shekels. 3. Just acknowledge you had a couple of kike friends. I wouldn't call those transactions friendship. 4. Rock was just a minstrel show hidden in cosmopolitan packaging and nationalism. 5. Rock was crackersoids copying niggers to get laid with white women who should have been with niggers. 6. All your white women belong to Matt Harris. 7. Some would call it destiny. The end of sunlight. 1. I love girls. I hate women. 2. It is a delicate book. A beautiful book about a young man's destiny and his dreams. 3. It is a book about overcoming and fulfillment. Wish fulfillment. Destiny. 4. Dreams of me. 5. It is a book about love, and some would call it poetry. 6. Partying ardently and then partying on the inner before leaving this dimension. 7. I have eternity.